Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
runway, 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 runway,
the right way. Shake up. witch doctor. Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Set. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Segment. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012, Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Gasway Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Dog at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Cream and Drag Realness The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. 4 trophies. 1 cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. 4 trophies, 1 cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include 7 Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, 1 trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, 1 trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and 1 trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Who runs the world?
The legendary House of Blonic Ball. Who runs the world? January 14th, 2012. Venue Club Space. 1310 White Street, Atlanta, GA. 30310. Grand prize. Open to all runway. $1,212. $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500. Twister versus Sister, $500. And 11 other $100 cash categories. January 14th, 2012. The legendary House of Blonic Ball.
Who won the world?
Tonight, honey. What I see is, like I told y'all, and I continue to tell y'all, baby, and everybody wants to talk about, you know, when I try, my sister definitely do give you a positive show here every Wednesday night, okay? And there's no shade to my sister, Miss Day. She gives y'all a positive show, Miss Day. And nobody wants to call in when my sister gives y'all a positive show. Her numbers get past 30 sometime, and the numbers don't get that high in the chat room. But as soon as y'all hear that it's some drama, that it's some motherfucking shade, it's some motherfucking tea in the motherfucking ballroom, Everybody wants to call in here to this motherfucking show, Miss Thing. The numbers want to get sky high on the phone lines. The numbers want to get sky high in the motherfucking chat room. And so you know what? I decided that tonight, I sat here all day long, and me and my sister got into a little argument earlier today about doing this show, about everything that happened with the cons and everything, okay? And so you know what? I decided that, you know what? Fuck the con story. I'm not going to break the motherfucking con story. Bitch, whatever happened with the cons, bitch, it happened with the cons. I'm not breaking the story because y'all girls love some gossip and some tea and some shade and all of that motherfucking shit. So if y'all bitches stick around, y'all stick around. If y'all don't, y'all don't. But we're going to keep this motherfucking show the way it is on Wednesday night, and we're going to keep this motherfucking shit positive. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my motherfucking sister.
I now introduce you, the Barbara Walters of Tender Top, Legendary Nicole, overall East Coast Mother Con, my life. My story, my dreams. Are you ready?
You're live on the air.
Hi, America. Hi, everybody in the chat rooms. Hi, everybody on the phone lines. Thank you
sister,
so much,
sister,
for
let
what
you, know,
you
sister, said. You have over 100 girls on the phone lines. You have 29
mm-hmm.
girls in the chat room. We're 50 now, and the numbers are still building. The girls are gagging. They thought they was going to get some negative. We changed our mind. We're going to go positive. So, sister, you rock this motherfucker. If the call is locked, you rock this motherfucker the way you rock it every motherfucking Wednesday night. Girls can't motherfucking take it. All well, so now we're not doing that.
In the name.
We got you, bitches. Go ahead, sister.
I want to say something to all you callers on the line and for y'all who decide to hang up and stuff. I came on this phone as the legendary overall East Coast Mother Con, and I'm going to leave off the phone the same exact way. We're going to go into the topic, my part two of the Butch Queen and the Femme Queen. But the first thing I want to say to all of you listeners that are on the phone line, that the House of Con is family. Okay, and it may have been a leak as far as people and their feelings and how they are feeling. I'm sure we all know that people become explosive when things are not going their way or when things are going upside down. None of my children or none of the members are going to come up here to discuss anything that happened amongst us privately, where there were a few who decided to go publicly on the Vicky show, but we're not going public on Nikki's show, because we're going to talk about what we always talk about. We talked about for the last 2 days about everybody yelled at Kelly about putting people's status out there, about being negative, about saying all these different things. But it's 11:24, and I get a call that the show that I always have on Wednesdays is jam-packed for my house and my family personal tea, but we're not up on the show trying to figure out some tea on how to get the ballroom scene to start moving in a more positive and effective direction, along with we're always trying to cover it up. We're a bunch of contradictions, even myself. At times, we say, well, we shouldn't do this and we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't talk about status and we shouldn't talk. No, we should. We shouldn't disclose people statuses, but we need to talk about statuses because they're real. And in, until somebody decides to come and tell their story, we're going to have 17-year-old children still getting sick. We're going to have 15-year-old children still out prostituting. We're going to have everything. So until somebody decides to speak about their experience and about what's going on with them, or decide to put their children to listen to other people speak about their experience and what's going on, we can never make a better situation. So I know of you all on the phone line, the girls that are on the phone line, and what you guys that had hit me up about finishing and giving your opinion about the Butch Queens and the Femme Queens. I don't want to stay stuck there. I also want to move forward into the topic of now, because of everything that happened, the values of family and friendship and what your friends are, whether you're together or you're not together, whether you're in the same house or you're not in the same house. And also to remind all of us that family goes through everything together. Families are the ones that you will most have the most problems with sometime. I'm sure we all can relate to that, and we get upset and we do things and, you know, we speak about each other, but it's family. Just like I spoke about Kelly, Jack, and Andre, and Jasmine, and what they were going through, they are, regardless of what they may feel at the time and how they're caught in their anger, they are family. And we like to take bad situations and make them a big gossip scene, but then as soon as the finger is pointed at you or something is said about you, then it becomes a big juice. No juice. This is what's real, and this is what we're going to be dealing with. So if you're on the phone lines and you want something, or you want to bring up something and you want to talk about something and you want to come on this phone line at any given time, you definitely can feel free to press 1. Like I said, we're going to talk about the values of family, and we're also going to continue the topic about the Butch Queens and the Femme Queens. Next Wednesday, should I say, I will go back into my interviews. We're going to have the icon Selvin Kool-Aid Khan come, and she's going to do an interview. I also have an interview with the legendary Mariah Revlon to look forward to, and a couple of other people. And on Tuesdays of next week, we'll be doing another topic. So if you people are on the phone lines, and I have a lot of people who have hit me up and have said that they missed the conversation, relight your blunt and change your atmosphere, because there won't be any negativity going on here. So if you would like to join into this conversation, and if you'd like to start off this conversation with me, we can all feel free to do so, because that's what's up. Hello? Hello?
Sorry, sister, sorry.
Yeah, you have to move your phone. So last week we were talking about, let me get my book, because, you know, I have a book for all of this stuff. Last time we was here with each other, we were talking about Femme Queens and Butch Queens and how we can't help or necessarily, explain the people that we love. We can also use that for family values, too. This is your family. You know, we may not like who is our family, but we have to love them, and we have to stick by their side because they are our family. So when you be dating, if the Butch Queen is dating Femme Queen, to society or to the ballroom community, a lot of people may feel that it's not right, or people shouldn't do it, or maybe Femme Queens are wasting their time, or they're bound to be hurt. I personally think that we're bound to be hurt in anything we do. Everything we do has to be a challenge. Anything that's easy never usually works. And anything that comes to us easy is not our struggle. So when you have something that's difficult going, yes?
Just an interruption real quick.
Okay.
You have the legendary icon CEO, James Caan, is live on the airwaves with you.
Oh, well, without further ado, I'm going to turn the floor over to the pops and the grandfather of the whole house and the CEO, James Caan. Come on, pop. We talked about my topic, but let them know.
Have a good night, sir. I need you to get rid of the hat.
Oh, he's at work, y'all. Excuse y'all.
What's going on? Y'all got me on the radio. What's going on?
You on the show. We have a full show. They always looking forward to discuss or to hear.
David, I'm trying to steal my kids.
Yeah.
I put my kids over my knee and beat And someone got mad and left and got mad. My son, BJ, he's the one who got mad, and he took his click with him. But he's here back home with his father, and this is where he's going to be at. You know, a lot of them, they was out there like motherfucking snakes biting and grabbing and gripping and offering. And you ain't got my kids in the overall position, don't even offer them shit. Don't offer them anything. And let me get on something else. For all the people that's supposed to be allies to me, it's a disrespect because I'm not going to take any of your kids. If I come to you with an offer or if I see something in one of your kids, I'm going to give them a promotion. I'm just not going to take them just because they left your house. You know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. A con, you need to look the word con up. They don't con your motherfucking ass into their house where they're going to tell all your business at. It's just crazy. I don't understand it. It's crazy. You know, it's just out of control. It's crazy, but they ain't going nowhere. They're here. Everybody has their differences. As Nicole said earlier, every house has their differences. I ain't going to change who I am. Those are my kids. I love them. I'm going to battle for them, and I'm going to be here for them. And I advise any other parent, you know, in a position, overall position, to feel the same way. So that's the problem that the ballroom scene today. And me and Tony has talked about it. Me and Stuart has talked about it. About every time a person leave a house, you know, instead of them doing the background investigation, instead of them calling the overall parent or founder, whatever the case may be, of the house they left from, they so happen to take these kids in. And then they want to know why the shade starts on the floor when that particular child who left somebody's house in a disrespectful way. And the leader of the house they went to failed to call and ask why did the child leave, is it okay, you know, and they don't even think about the friendship you two have. And they want to know why is it shade. This is why it's shade. You know, I don't understand. I've been in this scene 25 years, and this house been here 25 years this month. So do you honestly think that the house of Khan really going to really go, you know, just fall down the drain or just drain itself down the drain? Come on now. And there's only a couple other houses that's been out here as long as we have. You know what I'm saying? So, and I've been running this house for 22 years. So do you really think that anybody who comes through this house, I don't give them what they need?
I want to say something. Hold on, Pops. I want to say something, and this is to me. I'm watching you in the chat room, so if y'all speak, y'all can speak because I am watching you. I want to say a comment about that. That Vicky thing was about, and this is my personal opinion, it's always about Miss Kelly. And they thought that Vicky thought that he was going to break news before it could even be solved, resolved, or even talked about it because they want to break it before Miss Kelly. To the person in the chat room, it's not that anyone is mad at Vicky because that's Vicky's job and Vicky do what he does. What we don't want here in this house is that Vicky taking issues of our house and deciding to put it on public airways without knowing if the fire is ever going to cool down. And a lot of times, if y'all all notice and y'all listen to the show, Vicky gets information a little bit before Kelly, and he immediately jumps on the phone line and
Let me explain something to you girls in the chat room, okay? Baby, my sister Kool-Aid has been here at my house for the last week in New York City. When this motherfucker's story broke last night, when I was on the airwaves, bitch, I could have put the story out last night on the airwaves. Like James said to y'all, me and James have an understanding, and we have a motherfucking bond. I could have broke this story last night when it happened last night. But out of respect for James and my sister, I did not break the story. I went up and I got up this morning, and I promoted the motherfucking story on my Facebook and every motherfucking chat room like the shit, like it was going to go down tonight on the show to get you girls up here so my sister could do her positive show. If I wanted to break it, bitch, I could have broken before, Vicky. I'm not pressed about no motherfucking tea, bitch. You have a press, bitch, that want to go and do shit. At the end of the day, like I told Nicole and I told Kool-Aid earlier, I already knew those girls was going back. James wasn't letting those girls go any place at all, and I knew that the girls was going to go back, and everybody sent me a statement that they wanted me to read on the show, and all the statements was retracted back Okay, after they spoke to James, Vicky's just a press girl for tea. Never been a press girl, never been a thirsty girl for any tea or any juice. I take my time when I sip.
That's crazy, and that's well said, Kelly. And I don't understand. I mean, come on now. I mean, if you look at these kids, 90% of them have been in this house for years and years and years. Besides some of the new ones who just came a part of the family, they're not going nowhere. I raise hell, put my foot in their ass, step on their neck, but they're my kids. I love them. And like I explained to them earlier, they are the White House, and I'm the Secret Service agent, and I'm going to protect them. And like I explained to them, there's so much stuff that I've had, you know, I mean, that they wasn't aware of. There's a lot of things that they, you know, that they didn't like the way I was doing. But after I broke it down to them, explained to them the way I am and why I'm the way I am, they understood it. They understood it. You know, all this was just a big misunderstanding between me and my son, BJ. That's what happened. That's my son. I love my son. My son got upset, got mad, and just took off. And he has his own personal clique, his own personal family. These are the kids that he bond with. He, you know, do things with besides the, you know, beyond, you know, the ballroom scene. So ordinarily, without him expressing what really took place, they took off with him. But they are back home, they're in the bed, they're resting, and getting ready for work tomorrow. So all the ones that, all these toys, the snakes that was biting and inviting and asking and offering and picking up phones and calling and all this, I have the information in my black book. I have the information in my black book, and I know who they are. But come on now, this is the House of Cards. This is not your house, the house that just was put together 6-7 months ago. These kids, they may tell you that they're not loyal. They may tell you what you want to hear. But all along, they're cons. Look the word con up. That's what you need to do. Look the word con up. They will con your ass out of whatever they can get out of you. That's just all I have to say. I'm at work until 5 a.m. Kelly, put me on hold.
Wow. I hope you all on the phone line has, you know, gotten what you heard, and I hope you're not disappointed. But sorry, you know, says the CEO, I say the mother, we're not discussing that. Family will be family, and family is entitled to go through it. It's just something that just got a little bit loud, and, you know, now we're all here today. So, like I said earlier on the show, I got my book, and all you people, Janice and everybody, and all you Femme Queens who hit me up that missed the show, that is listening now because everybody thought that it was going to be Conti, you are more than welcome and more than invited to come on the show to speak your opinion about the topics or to even start one. But what I want to be talking about, like I said, is the Femme Queen and the Butch Queens, and how we hate, you know, how we end up loving who we love. And you Butch Queens that's on the phone line, a lot of you responded last week, and a lot of girls were here too. Well, a lot of girls was here, but not a lot of you Butch Queens responded and spoke your opinion about how you felt about that and how that works. I want to use something for an example.
We talk about Butch Queens and Femme Queens. Can we talk about the topic that we had last night, Mr.
Yes,
can
we can go into that. I'm going to let you start with that one, but wait, I want to go into something. I want to say this is for how we can have hope. 2 years ago, Kelly had found out that the person that she was with, I don't remember the child's name, was, you know, doing this and that, and they had broke up and la, 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 and she was devastated, and it was all, you know, gagging. Now, 2 years later, because right after that, she has been bonded and in touch and on the same page with the same person that she has been with for 2 years. So there is hope. So there is a statement that you can find someone that loves you. If one don't fit, there is someone out there that will fit, basically. And now 2 years later, it's just her day and hour. Well, it's 2 years, 2 days now. Her anniversary sits here, and she's happily in love with my brother Raider, and they've been together 2 years. So with that being said, whether you a Butch Queen, Femme Queen, Dyke, man, trans man, you can all find love, and it may take a little while, and everybody that you meet will not be the person that you are bonded with, but you have to go through something in order to know something. You got to go through something in order to know how to handle something. Yesterday, Kelly, now, I was listening on the show, so help me a little bit, but I was listening, but then the phone's line was calling in because you dropped the tea about Christian and them yesterday, so a lot of people was calling me. I couldn't get the tea, but all I want to ask you, Kelly, was it confirmed that Vicky was doing things with Jonice?
Well, Jonice confirmed and said that her and Vicky did what they did, but she didn't really want to talk about it, but Vicky was definitely smutted out by Jonice.
Now, I want to know if anybody's on the phone line, can somebody go get Jiggy Jai for me? Because my question is to Jiggy Jai, I want to know how is it exactly she feel? Because, see, and I'm going to bring you out, Jai, and that's my sister. But Jonice goes with Dykes. I mean, and I don't mean Dykes, you know, as in any disrespect to, you know, my trans man, my brother Ray, and none of them. But Jonice goes with Dykes. And I want to know, where does her heart lays as far as relationship? Because this is not the first time that she's been in a scandal with, you know, with a butch queen. So is it safe to say, Kelly, that Jonice likes fucking the butch queens? Or is that what was supposed to have happened, that she was fucking Vicky?
That's what I heard, honey. But hold on, sister, because you got your phone lines lit up. Let's take some of these callers and get six callers out the way. Hold on. 240-406, you're live on the air. 240-406, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? It's Big News. I was just waiting for the topic or whatever. Hey, yo. Hey,
okay,
Kelly.
Big News.
Hey, Big News. Big News, can I say something to y'all? Wait a minute, Beck Kelly, before you talk to him. Big Nose, please don't call here on Wednesday private. No more on this show for 2012. I want private calls. You know, I'll accept them if you can be nice, but the first person that calls in and attacks Kelly or myself or anybody that's on this platform, the private calling thing will stop.
Oh, I'm about to say,
go ahead, Kelly. Would you say to him?
No,
go ahead, go ahead.
I
just wanted to say that.
I got your name next to the private, so you stay right there, okay?
All right.
Okay, the next caller is 313-585. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kim. This week, I missed the first time the topic was debuted, but I feel as if from not just being on the outside looking in, but personally knowing a lot of the girls, a lot of them call me father, uncle, brother, whatever, I feel like a lot of these butch queens, they go towards them and look to them as some type of financial means to take care of them. You know what I'm saying? Now, when it's a natural
Where we go with this? Not to interrupt.
From Detroit.
Oh, hi, Rico. This is Nicole. Okay, go ahead.
How you doing? I feel as if it's a natural thing, then okay, fine. But if you with somebody that you know are using you, you know what I'm saying? I feel as if that's wrong. And I've seen a lot of them that did it on being wrong principles and things of that nature. And I had to whoop a couple of them ass because they didn't get over on my sister, not knowing. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's really, really wrong. I feel like if you're going to be in a relationship with anybody, it should be a mutual feeling. And each party should be bringing something to the table, whether it be financially, physically, mentally, all around. You got to be bringing something to the table and stop using these girls. A lot of y'all getting with them and abusing them. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's right.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that, what you said. And I think, you know what, Rico, that's because that's what they're taught when they came along. You know, they got their friends and people that are telling them, oh, go ahead, date her because she got a coin. But you know what's something today that I wanted to also bring to the track? The younger generation, you girls, come out like that. I've heard them with bras and titties and shirts saying, oh, my God, he's cute. I'm ready to shake. So this is a seed that has been planted in the dirt. This not just with butch queens and femme queens, but with drugs and sex and HIV and balls and friends and girlfriends. When it comes to this lifestyle, these are seeds that have already been planted. So you have a butch queen, Rico, who's young and maybe is unfortunate, and then his girlfriend or an older figure too is standing next to him like, child, go ahead and talk to her, bitch. She's going to get you this, and she's going to get you that, and she's going to get you that. So they move forward with doing that, not really wanting to, and they end up going to leaving them for a butch queen anyway.
Right. And see, and I feel as if, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, if you want to be a woman, be with somebody that's going to treat you like one. Just because you get along with them and y'all kiki and all of that, like your girlfriend, that's your girlfriend. That doesn't mean that y'all have something in common. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is, for a friend. You know what I'm saying? I be saying them so many times in relationships because my ex was in a relationship with them. And when they be together, it's, oh, girl, this and that. And I'm like, that's your lover. You know what I'm saying? That's just like if me. So, you know, a lot of people consider me the trade. If I'm dating somebody that's the trade, just like me, I'm not going, I don't like all of that bro, cousin, none of that shit, because I'm not your brother. I'm not your cousin. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people get the boundaries mixed up.
Well, I don't know. I like that what you're saying, but I think it's all dependent on the person, because I get life off Miss Kelly and Raider relationship, and I'll be on the phone and I'll be like, girl, and he'll be like, Miss Thing, and to me, I happen to like that feeling because it allows you to be who you are, and it allows you to live and to act like the situation you live in. And if you start pretending to be, if I sit in here and I'm treating him like Trey, when he wants me to hold him, he's going to go out and find a piece of Trey because I want him to be a piece of Trey. He wants to turn around this time while we sleep and let me hold him. But because I want to emulate what I'm cunt and I don't feel like I need to express that type of feeling, then I'm taking something away from my relationship and he's going to go out and get it. You agree?
Yeah, I can dig that.
Okay, so when you said the trade does that because they don't want the tea spilled. The trade is going to move like that, and they calling you bro and stuff because they don't want the tea spilled, and they not going to respond. But I think it's kind of over when you laid up, and this is my husband, and yes, he's fucking me, and he take care of me, and we can actually kiki and laugh, and I don't necessarily need to go to my girlfriends to express that type of feeling in me. I can express it right there with the person that I love, because I believe that if you love each other, you're supposed to have everything in each other, coming both ways, vice versa. So when you say about how you actually speak into one another, I don't think that that's a real harsh thing, because my butch queens and I have my butch queen husband, and when I speak and I talk to him and I'll say, I'm like, girl, listen, don't play with me. And mind you, I personally believe that it makes him comfortable to express and speak to me and talk to me the way he would like, and he doesn't feel like he has to pretend to put up this macho thing and, you know, treat me like this, and then later on he's like, child, I'm so happy I'm away from her. Yes, Miss Thing. And then he start breaking out and going out. So then everybody sees a part of him that I never get to see. And I think that's quite unfair to me. So I want to have every part of him, and I want it to be with me and him in our relationship. And that's why I love the butch queen thing. That's why I love the femme queen, and the things that people think that's crazy is the most communication and the most love and the most, you know, you have a good time with each other. And that's over when you can have a good time with the person that you're in love with. Just you and them, that's over. I think that's really, really over.
Okay, see, now I understand it, and I understand where you're coming from, where you're saying it's the best of both worlds, because, see, it never gets brought to my attention until it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So all I've heard
mm-hmm.
is negative. So I appreciate that insight.
The negative part come from people who already had a problem with it from the beginning. So immediately they make it look like a oops. Oops, see, I told you, you couldn't, la, la, la. That's just the negative part. It's one thing I have with my butch queen husband, who I've been the father to my biological child for years. We are the mother and father, and everybody in the world, yes, bitch, he's a mess, and he slept around with him, and they all get involved, and they all rally up when he's against me, because, yes, you don't need no femme queen, because they're the Butch Queens and they're having him and they want him to stay right there with them. But they also so many gag for 13 years that how it always worked like that, and at the end of the day, it's always me. Why it's me? Not because I'm fab, I'm better, I'm prettier than this one, I'm prettier than that, because I'm real. The love is real. You can be who you want, and I'm going to be who I want. So that's how I know that he's a mess and that he sleep with other Butch Queens. And now it's up to me to figure out a way how to deal with that if I want to deal with him, because I'm a woman. And that's the way I'm supposed to be expressing it. So if I allow those things to bother me, then I'm making an unhealthy relationship, and I shouldn't be involved with him, period, then, because this is what we sign up for. And we sign up for something in everything we do. When you get a job, when you become the mother of a house, when you are in a relationship, whatever you do in life, you will always sign up for something. And I think if it's not challenging and if it come easy, that's not your real struggle, and you need to find it, because struggle make you stronger.
I appreciate that.
Kelly, I'm by the computer, so if you want to pass me those callers over, I wasn't sitting here. Thank you for bringing them up, because I was not at the computer. But if you want, you have anything else you want to say? Because I'm going to make sure anybody else is on the phone. Like, you got anything else you want to say, Rico?
Oh, not at all. I just, I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you. And we're going to put you back in the queue, so you won't go nowhere, so you can continue to listen.
571-372-7, you're live on the air.
Nose, are you still there?
Yeah, Nose is still there.
Oh, you can hear him on the platform.
Yeah, Nose is still there, but 571-372-7, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Sister For Real show.
Hi, Nicole, this is Vicky Gotti.
Hi, Vicky. Wait,
hi,
hold
Nicole.
It. This is Vicky Gotti. How are you?
I
want to go. Being that you missed the show.
Hi, I like your topic because, you know, I date the femme queens, but...
Right, so wait, let me go first then. Wait, let me go first. Okay, because they have expressed it, you used to date Kelly and Paris and this and that, and they have expressed it, what I've heard, although they making a read out of it, regardless of what you express in the room with the person that you are involved with, I have heard a lot basically how open-minded you are with your femme queens. Is it safe to say that? If they're saying that this happened and you do this with them or you do that and that thing, to me, that's just basically being open-minded. This is what you like. If you want to play with that, you know, you'll play with it. If you want to do that, you'll do that. Is it safe to say that?
No, it's not safe to say that, Nicole. And the femme queens that I dated, like, you know, and like you said, it's not a negative show tonight, Nicole. So I just want to say to Kelly saying I got smutted out and all that negative stuff, that's, like I said, that's not true. And Kelly should know that because she tried to fuck me so many times.
Yeah, we're not talking about you and Kelly. We're talking about when Janice came up on the radio show and Janice.
Vicky, I want to say this. Wait, because we're not talking about Kelly, man. We can do this, but forget about yesterday and forget about this. Tonight, you got in a positive, calm, non-negative attitude to express how you actually feel and how do you move about dating a femme queen. So you can go ahead. You can do that.
Okay, so basically all the femme queens that I dated before, Nicole, none of them ever. I don't even want to see they dicks and stuff like that. I don't even get down like that. So for somebody to try to say that and, you know, tarnish my name like that, that was just disgusting to me. Now, I'm not saying if I was not with the person for like 5-6 years, it can't happen, but I'm just not really with that. Like, you know, I'm not really with that.
All right, but what about if you with this person, you with the femme queen, and it's 1 year, and I heard, and I'm just going to say what I heard, that you do tangle and play with the dicks, not femme queens, but that's what you like. And this is, you said you like femme queens, Vicky, so you're saying when you get that urge, you're just going to leave her and go play with the butch queen?
No, it's just, I don't know, when I'm in that, like, situation with a femme queen, I just play my position, you know, like, all the girls that I did, they
And you don't ever get the urge to walk out and go, and get
No, I never get the urge. No, I never get the urge to walk out and go.
Okay,
just,
kudos
like,
to you then, bitch. Okay.
Right.
All right.
So that's what I do.
Said,
and the girls that I, right, and the girls that I dated, you know, they can vouch and say, you know, whatever they say, because they know that that never happened. I never see their birds. Like, I never saw Maya Bird, Tia, you know, I can name the list. I never seen it. I never even saw Kelly's. So I don't know where this is coming from. So that's basically, you know,
But right, you never think that they're very, does it make it a problem, though? Because they are femme queens. That's what they have there. If you are in love and you express that, so I guess you have never been in love with a femme queen then.
No, I have been in love with a femme queen, Nicole, but I have one tatted on me, so I am, like, I was in love. I just don't do things to do it. But I just don't have the urge for that. That's not what, like, when I'm with them, I'm just, you know, I play my position as, like, the top. In a, you know, in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how I see it. And it's never about, like, I think somebody called in and said something about, like, a coin or you working them. I don't even, like, when I go into it, I never go into it trying to work somebody or, you know, usually, Nicole, I don't know if you can vouch, but usually, like you said, like, the newer generation of girls, they want to do that for you. You know, they just offer you things, take you here, take you shopping, fly you this place. You know, they want it. I never asked for nothing from, like, nobody that I was with. It all came to me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold on. So you girls in the chat room, okay, me and Vicky did talk, date, whatever you want to say, whatever y'all want to say, mistake. We never did anything sexually.
Missing, don't let them feed that in on that show. Don't listen to that chat room. Chat room, be nice. That's not what we get. Do not start her
No,
up,
no,
please.
I'm letting
Thank
the girls,
you.
I'm letting it be known that we never did anything sexually.
Nicole, like I said before, I'm not going to, and you see, I'm not going to put it on blast what we did sexually because that's not my, I don't
right,
think
right,
like that.
Right, because I'm sure she munched, but we're going to move forward with that because
exactly.
I know my sister and she
exactly.
doesn't, she's not a hoe. You don't find too many people in her hoe, but not to spill her tea,
so,
she's
so,
a muncher.
Girls want to sit here and the girls want to play. We can put exactly what we did out sexually, and Vicky don't want that to happen.
Kelly, at this point in the game, Kelly, I don't even give a fuck at this point. And
get
in
everybody, America.
This
is the point
in
between.
Yes, bitch, I did much Vicky mistake at this point in the game, and I also had Miss Vicky legs wrapped around my neck, grinding up on that ass. So if I wanted to get the ass, I would have got the ass. Let's be real, okay? That's why I don't play with the butch queens, baby, because the butch queens already know whatever you do to me, I'm going to do to you. Miss Vicky legs was up around my neck, and I was grinding up on that ass, so I could have got the ass,
oh,
I
want
the ass.
Nicole, like I said, Nicole, she's being very raunchy on your show tonight. You
it's
know,
the raunchy, I'm real. It's the for real show. Ain't it the for real show, sister? Let's be real.
Okay, all right.
Like,
okay,
Nicole,
yeah.
Wait, hold on, Nicole. I have one more thing I have to say, and just real quick.
No, you. I'm not dismissing you because I want to ask you
okay.
a question because
wait,
you're
on,
someone
you
who
can
been.
I just want to clear that. Wait, I just want to clear that right, real quick, Nicole, real quick. With your, you know, with your house, the car thing situation, and earlier Kelly said.
Oh, no, I don't want to discuss. Don't clear that up.
I know, but Nicole, but I just want to say I was.
No, I said what I said, and I meant, and I'm going to say it to you while you're here on the air and everything. My biggest problem
never,
with you is. Wait a minute, let me speak because you wanted to
okay.
talk, and I don't want to, but I'm going to zip duck this because I'd rather have a different part of you. What I'm saying
mm-hmm.
is, and what I don't like, not I don't have a personal issue with you. You're cool, you're Quincy's child, you know, that would make you my niece. I don't have a problem with that. But when it comes down to my house and it comes down to my children, I am a little bit uncomfortable, or should I say a lot, especially with my kids are uncomfortable with you being the one to break our news. Why? It's because first you should do what Kelly does. And Kelly has the option of calling James and calling myself and stuff, and I think that you should do that as well. But because of your personal relationship with a few others in the house, you may
right.
go ahead and do that. I personally
right.
would like for you to stop it because look what it caused, and now nobody's
right.
leaving, and
hey,
it's
okay,
a family,
you know,
and we are a family.
And I want to get back on your topic, and then I just want to say this too. Like you said, what she do, what Kelly do, with the person, you know, with James and them, I do that with BJ, what she's the overseer, and they contacted me, and I told them when they contacted me, I wasn't plus, I didn't ask for this. They contacted me, and I told them, James don't like y'all doing this, and he was like, we're not cons no more. I say, are you sure? And they called me on the phone, all of them, and that's why, you know, they did what they did. So it wasn't me. I wasn't plus. I didn't ask for
okay, well,
me.
I would like personally, because I don't want him to come and go up, I just would like personally maybe that you should try to get his number so you verify, because that's his son,
James,
and that's what that was
James.
About.
I actually have James' number.
Then
up.
You should have texted him, because that's what it's about. All right, but that's what, and that's what you do for next time. And please, I really don't want it, because I, like I told you, to y'all, all America, that I have a house full of boys with nothing but testosterone, and they get very defensive and they get very upset when it comes down to us as a family. So I want to say that when you decide to spill tea, chop us, and do things unfairly to us. But Vicky, you how do you feel? All right, the caller just said about Butch. I don't know if you heard Nose, who's on the phone, Big Nose from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He spoke about how he felt about Femme Queens and Butch Queen relationship. What's your insight on it? How did, being that you do it and you in it, did mm-hmm. you, do you see what all these people say as far as, oh, it's this or it's that and the negativity? Like, just tell us, people that's listening, quickly, because I know it's other people that want to join in, what do you think come out of it? Do you think it's the great love? What do you feel?
I think it could be a great love. I mean, I don't, you know, I think it all depends on the femme queen that you're dealing with. Like, I don't like dealing with femme queens that's like faggots. I like dealing with, you know, the girls like Parises and the girls that act cunt and the girls that act like real women. I don't like to deal with the whole faggotry, like all that stuff. And I'm not into like the shaking, and you don't have to do all that for me. I make my own money. You know, I do what I do. So I don't need nobody doing all that for me. So it's
just. Well, since you brought up Paris, what happened with you in Paris?
Well, this is not about me in Paris, though, Kelly, so.
Queens and Bush Queens, and you and Paris was just together last week, but y'all not together this week. So what happened?
It was just a mutual agreement to just split ways and be friends.
Yeah.
But, Leah, back to you, Nicole. Yeah, so yeah, I think it could work out, and I don't think it's disgusting. You know, people be like, ew, you really be dating some queens, you know, Daquan, da da da. I don't think it's disgusting. I think you like, you know, if you like who you like, you love who you love, you know?
Right. Okay. And is this serious for you, or and have you had a longevity relationship? Because I do believe anybody that date Butch Queens or any femme queen that date a Butch Queen, there is one out of their three that they have had a long bonding relationship. You really get maybe one or two that you're completely. I got two that you're completely connected to, and that you what's the name? Well, that's not just one or two, but that just that'll be in your life. That's there, regardless of their relationship. And there, so is it like really serious for you? Did you have any long term relationship that's gonna make me believe that you are really the Butch Queen that like dating femme queens?
I had, like you said, Nicole, you get like you said, like real. I really say I had two that I could really say was loyal and really real, and who I still to this day have love for and respect for. And you know, yeah, I think I had two. Would I do it again now? Just because. I just can't deal with it no more. It's just too much. And that's why, Nicole, like, about me getting fucked and all that, da, 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 that's the reason why I can't do that with it. Because look what happened. Look, me and, you know, Johnny didn't even do anything. But look what happens when they get mad when you don't want to do something, and then they just exploit you. So it's just, like, stuff like that. That's the reason why I don't do that.
So basically what you're trying to say is Johnny got mad because you didn't want to do it.
No, John, I'm not even...
Johnny's. I'm gonna hit Johnny's up because Johnny's asked me for this topic again, and mm-hmm. I'm me personally. I'm not looking to get into tea about you and just Johnny's, but y'all had
Nicole,
that yesterday, so that's
right,
why you're on
that.
Here. That's why Kelly's asking you those things. But what I gotta say to that? Wait a minute. How do you like femme queens, Nose, mm-hmm. and help me out here, Nose, and then you say that all of the controversy that come behind it, that can also come behind it because of your friends, your Butch Queen friends, or
mm-hmm.
come behind it because of their Butch Queen friends, that's the reason why you're not going to do it anymore. So that means that's not really a passion or something that you're really into.
No, I'm saying, Nicole, like, if I meet somebody who, like for instance, like you know, Maya Herrera, like, if I get somebody that can give me that type of girl again, I would do it. Because we have so much, you know, I have that. Like, if I get somebody who give me that type of, like, that was the right femme queen for me. Like, that's the perfect femme queen for me. If I get somebody like that again, I could do it. You know what I'm saying? But I just can't.
Paris is the
best? We play a bad guy. Good cop, and Nicole is the good cop, and I'm the bad cop. But how is Maya the right person for you, Mr.
Wait, he said Maya or Paris?
As the motherfucking ballroom say.
Wait, yes, I don't want to say Maya, but you said Maya or Paris, Vicky?
He said Maya.
Not that Maya.
Kevin Meyer, the one that he got tattooed on his body that was sleeping with Buddha and everybody behind his back. How is that the right person for you?
Well, at that, first of all, Kelly, now you see, you're going to another side. Like I said, like Kelly, at that time, she was not doing that with me. You should know that because you were trying to snatch me from Maya at that time.
I was trying to save you, and I did save you.
Oh, my God, you poor dear. All right, Vicky. So, look, I want other callers off the phone to be able to call in. So you're going to put you back in the queue, and if you have some response to whoever they're calling or any femme queen they're calling, we're going to bring you back up. Professor Kelly's not going to drop your call, so you could be brought back up on that or whatever. If you're on the phone lines and y'all want to join into this conversation, and my sister is here, we do have Big Nose who dates femme queens, you know, the cute one from Philadelphia. And you are Femme Queen and y'all want to join into this conversation, please feel free to press 1 and to come and give your insight or your statement or opinion about what you think about the Femme Queens and the Butch Queens thing. This is the last part 2. I don't do part 3 to anything, so this is the last time we're going to be talking about it. So you need to go get your girlfriends and all that type of stuff.
4688, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Daquan, hang up the phone now.
Who is this?
He know who it is. Hang up now.
Oh, that's Quincy.
Oh.
Hey, Quincy.
Hi, y'all.
How you doing?
Hi,
why you know how to hang up the phone?
Because she's embarrassing herself.
But is she embarrassed? She's talking to me. This is the for real show. We're keeping it real. we keep it 100%. Real on Wednesday night. We keeping it real, honey. But you know, and so I just want to know, baby, because if you're a butch queen that don't like to get fucked or any of this stuff, Quincy, why would you let a femme queen have your legs wrapped around their neck, grinding up on you?
That's
and
why
about
he's telling her to get off the phone.
He's telling you to be a
See, I want to know, because I know if femme queen or butch queen, and I don't like it, why would I let somebody have my legs cocked up in the air, grinding on it, if they don't want it?
So let me ask you this. Did you get that far?
Oh, yeah, I got that far.
Oh, you got that far. So you believe the story?
I got that far when I was living in 233 in Harlem. Okay, I got that far with Vicky.
Oh, shit.
The only reason, and I'm going to tell y'all the whole story, the only reason it didn't go farther than that, because I got a phone call that my cousin had got shot, and we had to rush out to go to the hospital. But if my cousin didn't get shot, oh, it would have went further than that.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And I put that on my grandmother, Barbara Dolores Hunter. Y'all already know I don't lie on that lady. So it would have went further than that if my cousin didn't get shot that night.
My poor Miss America. Okay.
I'm gonna kill your sister. Set the call, huh?
Your auntie.
All
right.
Okay. Thank you, Quincy.
Thank you, baby.
I'm gonna keep it. I told you it's the for real show. I'm gonna keep it real. We got another caller. 404-853. You're live on the air.
Hey, what up with you, Nick?
Hey, who's this?
Oh, it says.
Hey, what's up? You want to let me know something about what's going on with the show?
Yeah, my thing is, I got this little situation going on where a femme queen is trying to talk to me. I'm a butch queen, but my thing is, I'm really not feeling it due to the fact that I just can't go past the part of knowing that it has the same private parts that I have, you know, a penis, you feel me? And that's the only part that I really can't get by, but could I like him as a friend? Yeah, but anything sexually? Nah, maybe a peck on the cheek or the, you know, lips.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you a question then. So, you got a femme queen. She wants to talk to you, but you can't get past her thing between her legs. Do you date butch queens?
Yeah, I date butch queens.
Do you deal with the thing between their legs?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Okay. So you, and you said that you can't date a femme queen because of the thing between her leg. But do you find any physical or emotional attachments or attraction to them? Hello.
No more than maybe like a friendship type, you know, feeling. Other than that, no.
Okay, well then that means that it may not be for you. It may not be for you. I mean, that may be something that's not for you, and that's fine. It's not a problem if it's not for you, because if you don't have a mental or, you know, a mind attraction to them or an emotional attachment to them, then no, it may not be for you, because it's not about the thing between her leg. It's about what you have in your heart and what you are attracted to. So if that's what you're thinking about, it will be quite obviously, because that's what you do, and if that's the reason why you're not attracted to them, then that's not something that you should not do.
Exactly, but then it goes to the point that there's a lot of femme queens that try to talk to butch queens, not necessarily that the butch queen approaches the femme queen.
Well, I mean, that's going to happen, because the femme queen wants to see if it works. You know, she has to test her power. That's what women do, period. So I don't think that it's just about femme queen, but if you see somebody, me personally, I don't like butch queens that date other femme queens. So if there's a butch queen that don't date femme queens, that butch queen will intrigue me, because I don't like the drama. I definitely cannot deal with drama like Vicky and the Maya and the Pat and the Kelly and all that stuff. That would drive me crazy. I would break their fucking legs, and it would be a disaster. So I separate myself from that, because I know that if I love my butch queen husband like I do, and I thought that a femme queen was in my way, I'm just like a woman. You know, woman to woman, I would have to, you know, she would have to, it just would be juice. Let me just say that. So, you know, if you overall don't have an emotional or physical attraction to them, I don't think it's necessarily about the thing between their legs. It's just maybe something you're not interested in doing.
Okay, thank you. But now back to Vicky. Vicky hosts all these shows, you know, spilling everybody else's tea, but now it comes down to her tea. It feels that she can't take it. I mean, if you was going to let a film queen top you, I mean, just admit it. Like, yeah, that's what I did, or that's what I would do, and let it be that. And we'll have a problem with it, so be it.
Well, I mean, I think that's up for, that's your disclosure is all up to you. If a butch queen is being topped by a femme queen, it is not necessarily his place or the femme queen place to expose that. What's done in your bedroom and what you do with the person that you are involved with is totally between you. I think that's why we have so many issues, because if you're doing something with someone that you love, whether you're topping them, they're topping you, you eating them, they eating you, this is what you're doing in your bedroom. This is what you're doing because y'all are together and y'all are in a relationship. But what happens is, and I will say this, that the butch queen would somehow turn the femme queen, and the femme queen will expose, and she feels the need to let everyone know, bitch, I'm not gagging. Y'all fucked him, I fucked him too. And the butch queens get really upset because it's a femme queen saying it, but is it really upsetting to you to hear that I can name five people, butch queens, who fucked you, and you was my husband, and I did, so you're my husband, and I fucked you, and I told it, but five other butch queens fucked you, and you ain't worried about that being heard.
But when you consider that being messy, the femme queen to go
back and sell it? I mean, it depends, because if this is your femme queen wife and you did something to hurt her, I think it would be.
It's in your bedroom. It shouldn't be for the ball.
Right, so but
you know,
so she would. I think that would be wrong of her to. Right, okay, and I think that would be wrong of her to expose that and to come out in her anger and to, you know, even make herself look bad by saying, I fucked you. But I had that part, and I went through that stage. You have to go through everything in order to get to where I'm in today. I had to go through all of that as well. So I know now to stand my ground as a woman. But in my emotions, when I was crazy and I was up, I would go expose and say things, because I had to let bitches know that I wasn't the one that's gagging. Now today I know that bitches don't need to know anything, and they can think whatever the fuck they want. And a lot of times the butch queen that you with wants them to think that he doesn't like you. or wants them to think that he doesn't want to be bothered with you. So in defense, you are breaking and you're telling your story. But then the butch queens, then you have your, like yourself, you say, well, that wasn't like that because the femme queen did that. You're not fucking with her no more. But it's five other niggas that's telling the femme queen that they fucking you, and you still fucking with them?
But that kills me with the butch queens, though.
That, I don't know. I want him to answer that. I don't understand that. Tell, help me out with that, caller. Caller?
You got it right there. I mean, like...
But you know what kills me with the butch queens and the femme queens? Butch queens, they want to be with the femme queens mistake, and they want to slay the femme queen down mistake, but they want to go and cheat on the femme queen with another butch queen, and they get slayed by the butch queen. You're in a relationship with somebody, mistake. If you, that's what you want, you got it right there at home. Why you can't just let her do it?
You have the best of both worlds. So
yes.
You, I think the butch queens get upset.
Let another butch queen slay her. Oh, I don't get slayed. I don't get slayed by femme queen. But you will let another butch queen slay you, bitch. Why
not
you
another butch queen. Not okay. Another butch queen. Eight butch queens. Ten
butch
queens.
Queen.
Any random butch queen. And then I don't think it's fair, caller, for a lot of butch queens. And like I said, this is an open debate, so y'all all can press one if y'all want to come on. But I personally don't think it's fair that you took it, you cheated on me. I had to defend myself. I'm on my own. I'm emotional. So I decided to say, well, baby, listen to the butch queen. Well, listen, you're telling me that you did this. You're doing that to hurt my feelings. You're telling me you fucked my husband because you want to hurt my feelings. Well, let me let you know something. My husband fucked you. You fucked my husband. Well, guess what? I've been doing the same thing with him because he's my husband. Now the butch queen is mad at me because I told the T. But what was I supposed to do? Allow him to fuck everybody? Y'all all fuck each other and then y'all think y'all kicking at me like I wasn't getting none?
Wait, hold on, Nicole. Hold on, Nicole. Carla, stay right there with us because, girl, when I tell you the phone lines are lit up. So, Carla, you stay right there. You stay right there with us, Carla. Big Nose, you're still there with us. You can chime in at any time. Also, Big Nose, you there with us. But let's go through some of these calls because we have a whole lot of callers.
85,
stay right there with us. 857-334, you live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Nicole. This is Paris calling in. I received a phone call that my name was mentioned.
Paris, wait, Paris. This is for Positive Wednesdays. This is my Sister to Sister for Real show.
I know.
The conversation is Femme Queen and Butch Queen. And
I'm
Vicky got on the phone. And, of course, y'all had a, you know, whatever. And that's how your name was brought up. So what we're talking about is Femme Queen and Butch Queen. So now you're on the phone line and you're the first Femme Queen of the night. Why don't you tell us, not about Vicky, but about what do you feel about Femme Queens and Butch Queens and how that hoe? Who's that?
I don't know. I think it's quite possible for...
Hold that phone. Don't speak, Maris. Yeah, please don't speak. Hello? Somebody on the air? Okay, Paris,
yes,
go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Paris.
I think it's quite possible for, you know, a female figure like a femme queen, a drag queen, a sex change, also known as new woman or what have you and stuff, to be in a relationship with a male figure, be it a trans man, a butch queen, a straight male, trait, what have you and stuff. At the end of the day, you're like who you're attracted to has nothing to do with the level of femininity or masculinity that that person has. Everyone is an individual. We all have our own personal sexual proclivities. So gender, I don't know why it's a big issue. So I think it's quite possible for a femme queen to be in a relationship with a butch queen. I have straight friends, guys, like my friend Tion Trice. Mm-hmm. He is a very effeminate straight male, and he is attracted to biological women. They don't question his gender or his sexuality, and I don't understand what the difference is between, you know, a femme queen and a butch queen. It's still a girl.
Well, if you wasn't listening, it was the thing between our legs.
Okay. Now, as far as, like, you know, I know butch queens, they have relationships with femme queens that are being slayed. Like, that's their own personal business. I personally don't partake in things like that. It's not inside of my character. Like, I just don't understand that. I have been in relationships also with butch queens who have cheated and have been with other butch queens doing what have you. Like, I mean, that's possible, but I could be a biological woman, and that still could happen to me. So... I mean, it's just all relative to the individuals in a relationship.
Amen. Are you comfortable with going with Butch Queens? Do you feel secure as a woman in yourself? Because I think to all you femme queens on the phone line, and this is something I learned, and I'm talking to myself because I learned this myself. In order to be involved with a Butch Queen and that type of thing, you better be comfortable with yourself. You better like yourself. You better appreciate how you look before you decide to go dipping and dabbing with Butch Queens, because they're not straight boys. They are Butch Queens, and they know what a lot of straight boys wouldn't know, or they pay attention to what straight boys don't care, because straight boys is just looking to be sucked and fucked. So, Paris, are you comfortable with yourself, and are you comfortable with Butch Queens being the thing that you like to do?
Actually, Nicole, it's funny you brought that up, because I'm completely comfortable with myself. Every day when I wake up, every night when I go to sleep, I'm comfortable with the person that I am. I was always raised, well, let me back up before I get to that. A lot of girls, younger femme queens, what have you and stuff, that date Butch Queens or Detroit and stuff, they do it because they feel as if they're missing something in their lives. And I was raised that before you can be with someone else and make them happy, you have to be complete on the inside. Now, I think that before you even transition, you should work on that, because the inside never changes. You're still going to be the same woman, whether you're pre-op, post-op, or what have you and stuff, whether you decide to moan and have breasts, or unless you dress up until you're 40, 50 years old, like, you're still going to be the same person on the inside, and you need to work on that person before you try to get in a relationship and complete yourself. You should already be complete. That other person is only the cherry on top. So, yeah, I'm completely comfortable with who I am every day. I'm comfortable walking down the street with the most flamboyant guy, and this being the person that makes me happy. I'm comfortable being next to the most masculine guy that's homophobic. I'm perfectly comfortable with me, because I know who I am at the end of the day.
Amen. Irma, wow, that was over. That, I mean, I couldn't have said it better. That's over. So, well, you hear Butch Queens, and y'all out there on the phone line, y'all want to know who she is? Look her up. I mean, that's just that. Thank you, Paris. We're going to put you back on hold. We got other people on the phone line. Thank you very, very much. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you.
Okay, the next caller is a private caller. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live.
You know, Kelly, I wanted to say a couple of things.
This is Nicole's show.
I was getting ready to dress you, Nicole.
And how are you, Naima?
I'm great.
Happy
New Year. I wanted to say that I totally agree, because I had so much to say about this topic, but because you are saying everything, I'm just living, because I'm sitting back. I'm like, oh, this bitch is getting them together.
Well, we know, besides the argument and stuff that me and you have had, that we've talked about this. So you can say a little bit, because I also know you do have a lot to say, because we and I, other than the bullshit, that's how we know each other, and
right,
that's how we've been communicating with each other. And I don't want to say the name, but I remember you going through.
Right. Exactly.
The
But you, Nicole, but it's no shade. But you hit, it's nothing really. Well, I got one thing to say, but the other stuff that I had in my head that I wanted to ask, that I wanted to say, you done already hit it. You already got it. You already, like, catching it when the boys call in. And so I'm like, okay, bitch, I'm living. But the one thing I do had to say is that you touched on is that don't be trying to play top on my time. And you doing other stuff, you know, with other Butch Queens or whatever. You coming to me, give her, you know, I'm a top, I don't do this, I don't do that, or whatever like that. But as soon as you leave my presence, you going somewhere else, and somebody's put you in a figure four and digging you down or whatever. You know, and don't try to make it seem like that you all for me and you live for me and all of this carrying on. But you really just being around me because you want to have my other Butch Queen snacks or my other quote-unquote trade snacks or whatever, you know, the case may be. You know, that's what I don't live for. That's what I don't like. But everything else that you have said from the first show to this show, oh, yes, God, honey, I totally agree, and I see it. I totally I really don't have anything else, because you nailing everybody that's calling in, because you asking them the questions that I probably would say. But because you the host, it's like, yeah, come on, give it to me.
Well, I want to say to that, I appreciate you saying that, but I've always considered myself the girl who wrote the Ramada. I had to rewrite it in order to understand it, because I personally, if you look your homework up, that is probably the most balanced part of me, with me dating and Kelly. Me and my sister, we come from a long line of butch queens and what it have given and everything. What happens with everybody else, Naima, and the people that has dated butch queens, I can't say happened to me. I can't say the most thing that has ever happened is that they express who they really are, who I signed up for when I went with them, and that's the time when they decide to do the infidelity stuff and go out and look for something that can make them feel more like a woman, or, you know, to go through all of that. And I know I'm going to go through that, and before I would break your legs, and lots of them had all the protections against me. Now you keep your stay in your lane, and when you see me with my husband, don't part your fucking lip and don't say nothing, because I already know. So you don't have to come up to me and make me know a motherfucking thing, because you're not going to cause a problem with me and my husband. You're going to cause a problem with me and you, because it's you that are trying to hurt my feelings by letting me know you had him or he dealt with you. Bitch, I know he deal with butch queens, so I know what it's giving. So you jump in and telling me this tea, you're going to put yourself in some fire, because I already know what he give. And if you are a femme queen and you date butch queens and you don't know your butch queen husband, then you shouldn't be dating him.
That's right. I agree.
You shouldn't date him.
I agree.
So that's the way it is. We have my phone is ringing because everybody's loving this topic. Stay right there. We're going to put you on hold, Naima. Anytime you want to interrupt your conversation, just press 1. Kelly, look for a 973-573 number. Well, what numbers do we have coming up first? I don't want to skip nobody. I want to do it, but
908-347. You're live on the air.
Hello?
You're live on the air, Lottie.
Hello? Hi, Kelly. My question for the people on the line is, how do y'all deal, if you're a butch queen, how do you deal with dating a real femme queen? Because, like, if, like, a femme queen is really real and she looks like a woman and everything, how do you deal with her bird?
Well, I mean, I think I touched that. I want to know, and I'm, you know, y'all butch queens, y'all press 1, because y'all about to work me into a really way, because I'm going to start to seal it. Why
I'm
is...
say when you suck that butch queen up.
Right. Why is the butch queen so concerned about his bird, her bird? That makes me believe that he's concerned with bird, period. And that's the reason why he can't be involved with a butch femme queen, because he needs to constantly be fucked. Because when you're dealing with a person, whether it's a butch queen or a femme queen, I don't think that it should be based upon their sexual parts. You're dealing because you like them and you want to be with them, and there's someone who's telling you, I see you, girl, I'm coming to you. That's something that you want to do. You love them and you want to be, you know, a part of them. Why is it an issue about the femme queen bird? No one should talk about her bird, but you and her, and that's in your private time.
Well, can I make a comment? Am I on the phone?
Go ahead, yes.
Well, we're going to clear this up. First of all, butch queens have bird. Pim queens got veil. We're going to take it back to the old days.
Okay. I like that. I like that. So I want to know, caller, why is it that, so if you're a person that feels that, how could they date a butch femme queen because she got a bird? That's why she's a femme queen, because she had a bird. If she didn't have a bird, she would be considered a woman. And that's why he's a butch queen, because he got a bird and he's a fag.
But
I personally feel like if you're queen and you're dating a femme queen, you should be a top, because that's what that's what she's getting. Like, that's what she needs. Like, she needs for you to be a top. Like,
so you say that all the femme queens that basically like to get fucked shouldn't date femme queens?
What are you saying?
You're saying basically the butch queens that like to get penetrated shouldn't date femme queens.
Unless that femme queen is like a top, where she dips in the meat. A butch queen is a bottom, then there's no reason for you to be dating a femme queen. That's the top, and that's what she gives.
Well, can I comment?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
I think the problem is not for me, but I think for majority of butch queens. See, you look at this film queen and see that she's so real, and you're living for this look and this image you got in your head. Then when it comes to the bedroom, you get over it because the film queen got more meat than you.
Well, I think all of those butch queens, I think all of those butch queens out there, because I'm going to be honest with you, I got 11 kids, and 7 of my kids are femme queens, and I think that y'all need to go out there, baby, and y'all need to find that femme queen, like my daughter, Laomi. Out of all 7 of my daughters, Miss Day, Laomi's the only one that don't look at her tray, don't touch it. She don't even want, if you even try to touch it or grab it or anything, she wants you gone away.
But
from
that's
her.
What Laomi is in herself. Niecy's like that, period. She doesn't want that from a piece of tray. She doesn't want that, period. So that would be fine. Go on to the next caller because my phone is ringing down. Thank you, caller, for calling, and I appreciate it. If you want to say anything else, we'll put best one and we'll bring you back on.
Next caller is your caller that you were looking for.
There you go. Your platform is yours. 973-573. You're on the air.
Hello.
Okay. Go ahead, girlfriend.
But number one, it shouldn't matter about your piece if you have it or if you do not. Your dick does not validate you, for number one. And for a lot of these butch queens, it takes a real man, not a butch queen, not a femme queen. It takes a real man to be able to deal with any type of transgenderism, period. It takes a real man. I can date a man, a woman, trans man, or whatever. My piece does not define me. For the ones who are so worried about the piece, for number one, a femme queen is going to make you feel like a man. A boy is going to make you feel like a bitch. So that sometimes they want to feel like a bitch, and that sometimes they want to feel like the trade. They lay in the bed with us, fuck us down, and then get out of the bed and say, oh, I'm going to do a client and go get fucked down by a boy. That's just the way it goes, and that's just how it is. I've had plenty of husbands. I lick them up and knock them down. Like, I don't understand what the big fuss is about when all of the queens are talking about your piece, your piece, your piece. Everybody want to sit around and read the piece, but when you get in the bed with the girls, they're the main ones turning their asses up, and you're sitting there on the side of the bed gagging because you're giving, like, I didn't know it was going to give them.
Well, not all of them.
Now, well, you know what? I won't say all teachers say, because you know what I'm going to say is that I have come to learn, like, I'm more, I like the butch queens that stop with the 2000, 2001, and 2. The butch queens, to me, after that, they kind of scare me like that, too. I've been with a few that has given me very, what you packing? What? Like,
now,
what
girl,
the fuck is that?
Girl,
like, you know.
I've been to a girl, well, I see myself as the kind. So, like, I get in the beer and I don't even like feel like have like that because it seems like I can't really turn it on. With the tray, you can go into memoirs of a gay shit. You can't do that with a faggot. Because you got to worry about seeing them the next day and calling them your sister in a few hours.
But you want to know something? I'm not saying to the newer generation that there's nothing wrong with that, because if that's what you like and you like to express it, my biggest thing and my thing for 2012 for myself, it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Yeah,
and if that's
exactly
what you like, and if you like that from a femme queen, what makes you disgusted is when you're tooting your ass up on the air for 5 butch queens, 5 different femme queens, and you want somebody to respect you or consider you as their husband, when you're treating her the way you treat everybody else, then you are subjected to be read just like everybody else.
They want to make you feel weak. They want to make you feel crazy. Oh, all the femme queens are crazy. No, bitch, you're crazy for you to let your manhood to the motherfucking side, and you want to squirrel in the bed like some fucking cunt.
Well, that's what I said earlier, Trisha, that you have to be comfortable in yourself, because that statement, for me, they want to make me feel, nobody can make me feel like a motherfucking thing. I'm going to feel like who I am. I don't give a fuck what they are, what they're doing, and what they're doing to themselves. You're not going to make me feel like anything that doesn't apply to me. So that's with me being able to date a bitch queen. I know how to separate myself from who they are and what they like to do to who I am and what I stand for. So that's pretty easy.
Just mess with the girls just for drama, like the one I just left not too long ago in Atlanta. It just was a big stir up, just just for the make same.
Okay.
Like,
the one you just left in Atlanta, Kelly, like this girl said, but that one was also involved and had a femme queen wife.
Right.
So is it safe to say that he couldn't or he wouldn't give you as much because he had the one that he considered his femme queen wife?
I'd say, well, I really don't give a fuck personally because she was.
But at the end
of
the day, I think you should care. It definitely is a big role. I think you should.
The thing is this, no, because nobody don't give a fuck about me. Hey, bitch, you gonna fuck my piece of bitch. Like,
but if you want, if
okay,
you lived him, if you liked it him, and that's and if you and it what's the name? I don't think to say that you don't care is to accept the fact that you knew that he had a wife and this is what he would do.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, my question to you is, you say you don't care, but at the end of the day, I think you do care because when you're chasing something and you want something that you can't have and it's somebody that wants
you. No, for number one, it came to me and I paid it after it was what it was. It was a half and it was over. Like,
but did you want more?
I'm not
looking
at it if you responded.
Huh?
They got this bitch queen's on the phone, darling. They are on the phone, Trisha, so they are coming. There they go. Answer.
Okay, so basically,
you know,
saying,
hurry up, we got to make this quick because I'm going to go into my people, Troy husband's house.
Okay. Go ahead,
see,
Gordon,
you know, so number one, you're always supposed to have your trans man, a queen, and you're supposed to have your Trey. So if one or the other acts up, you always have somewhere else to go. You like, you play the game right. But, you know, the trans man is going to be my husband for real, though.
Okay, but I have a question. But how about if you have a bush queen that's really down for you and has been down for you and you paid them? How do you go about that? Like, how do you just go for somebody that's not really feeling you and then you pay the one that's really down
like
for you?
Someone I know.
I'm just asking the question.
This is my answer to that. With me personally, I play the game, and everybody know I play the game. I'm really not trying to take no one seriously, especially no guy, because I don't really want to, like, I don't want to have to leave home, go to work, and then think about you being with another guy. So what I'm not going to do is put my heart into no bitch queen at all. Like, I refuse to do that. I did that since I was 17.
Okay, so, okay. Wait a minute, I have another question. So you say you're going to go with a trans man, but don't you see, Neil, have it, you worried about a bush queen being with another guy, and that's not a problem if I was a femme queen technically because another bush queen can't amount to what I can do as a woman. But
amen,
see, when you need a
bitch.
When you
need
okay, now Let me finish. And then as a trans man, you're saying that you're going to be happy with a trans man. You have to also be careful because with a trans man, now you're defeating the fight with other girls and also bush queens and also other trans men.
But you want to know what? I think I can handle it a little bit more. I can compete with a woman. I can't compete with a man. And I refuse to do that.
No, you know what the difference is? See, you choose to compete with another woman. It's no comparison
to
a man.
Why would I
want
to compete with a man if I'm going to leave? Like,
who? Is that Big Nose talking?
Yeah, this is Big Nose talking.
Exactly.
Oh, so you and Trishay must got some teas.
No, we just talking.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm not
for real show.
No motherfucking queen. Like, that's just a mess. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I did it for years, and I've been hurt by the game. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, this is going to be my man, or da 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 da. I asked myself this question in 2012. Whoever I just choose to date, if I cannot see myself being with them for the rest of my life, I'm not going to pursue them at all. I'm not going to constantly keep on wearing a whole bunch of pair of jeans before I decide to finally go and take them to the right of stuff. If I already see it's going to be if I'm already saying to myself, well, you know what, this is not going to work, I'm not going to pursue it because I'm not going to let myself down, and I'm also not going to see into the whole back and forth game. Like, I'm not going to break up to make up. I want something real. I want something, like, for real.
Right.
And I'm not going to sit here and play the game with a bitch queen that wants a man. Like, at the end of the day, they want a man. And then, and I look at it like this. If a queen, if a bitch queen is gay, right, if a man is gay and they're fucking you, they must really, really, really be into you, or they must be something about you that screams man. Other than that, if they did not see something about you that screams man, they won't be able to do it if they're totally homosexual. And I'm not about to sit here and... Look, you're looking at me and you're trying to pick out all of my male parts, bitch. I've been there before and it doesn't feel good. And I refuse to ever do that again. So I would never, ever put myself in that situation, bitch. Like,
Okay, wait, Big Nose. Okay, what did say? I'm glad Trishe has got to say what she wanted to say. I've heard publicly there's a lot of tea about Trishe and the Butch Queens and how she said, Trishe, as my brother, I think it's a little bit contradicting because you're still dealing with them and you like to deal with them.
No. See, now my thing is that I haven't dealt with my, like, and I won't be dealing with
Trishe, mine. Trishe,
what?
I'm not even there with you. Because you know we just spoke and you named two, Trishe, please.
I deleted them off of my Facebook, also out of my motherfucking phone. So it will not be no backtracking, bitch. I'm not doing it no more. Before my birthday, bitch, I'm getting my pussy. So I'm trying to refrain from all of that. Like, I'll still go to the ball.
Okay, so, all right, so I'm going to say this to my daughter, Trishe. That's my daughter. Listen, let me say what it says, Trishe. If you are there and y'all are the people that want Trishe and y'all are the people that she is dealing with, my advice to everybody is enter at your own risk.
And you want to be fucking cautious, bitch.
Yes.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Hey, I'm going to put you back on because I got other people with a special one. Thank you so much.
No, don't put
it
on hold.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, breaking news.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report. Malta, European verb. You have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady, you're supposed to verb like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. What's the gender for you?
Hello, America. Hello, everyone there.
Hello, London.
I have some breaking news. I was actually in the Bronx last night, and I was actually sitting in my car waiting for a tranny to come down the stroll because that's what I like. And I heard gunshots. I seen a bunch of queens get out of the car like they were trade. And as soon as the gunshots went off, I seen a synced runway performance happen right before my eyes.
Is that the breaking news?
Yeah, that's the breaking news.
London.
Is
that the breaking news? Are you serious?
Kelly got shot at.
Who got shot at?
Kelly.
No, actually, London, I did not get shot at, okay? It was Rahi Butch Queen got shot at last night, not Kelly.
Oh.
Okay.
And they all ran as a house.
And that's the tea.
Basically, what I have to say about the topic is if Sim Queen still has her penis, she wants to use it. So don't blame the Butch Queen.
Nicola,
are y'all done with your breaking news?
Nicola, you don't see it. What happened?
Is there anybody on the phone line that has anything to say about this topic and would like to continue this conversation or have a statement, opinion, or anything you would like to say? Please feel free.
No, Nicola, I can't have an opinion. What's going on?
No, you can have an opinion, but we're not going to make this. Maybe you should speak to me after this. I made it clear. I do not want no tea. I don't care. I don't care. I care about something positive today. I don't care. I don't care about what happened with Al Sakon. I don't care about any of that on Wednesday. I want to do something different, and I want to fuck up tonight.
On me?
I don't care. London, you're my sister. I love you down. I just don't care. I was having the ball with my topic. I don't care. If they got shot, tell us where we can go so we can pay homage. I don't care.
Oh, shit.
I don't care. I don't.
I called to talk about the topic.
London, what you want to talk about the topic? You can stay right there. Private caller, you are on the air. Hello, private caller, you're on the air. I guess the private caller is gone. London, was you listening to the show or was you just getting the tea?
No, I was getting tea, but I heard a little bit.
See, that's shady. What did you hear?
I just heard a lot of back and forth with the butch queens and the femme queens that called in. And
I
heard
that
you asked
important
a lot of questions.
Do you think that it's important for the butch queen? Hold on, London. Private caller. We have a caller. Private caller, you live on the air.
Hello?
Private caller.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, welcome to the Sister to Sister for Real show. What's up?
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about is I wanted to talk about the topic. First of all, I believe that whatever you like is what you like. It doesn't matter if it's a femme queen. It doesn't matter if it's a butch queen. If you like to get fucked, you get fucked. If you like to fuck, you fuck. But what happens is in these relationships and in this lifestyle, sex has become so random, and people only really giving a fuck about what they could get from somebody else or how they could work somebody else or whatever, and everybody just fucking everybody, that it doesn't even matter anymore because I'm giving a fuck about how big your dick is or how fat your ass is. And what happens is we're losing the respect for each other as well as ourselves. So until motherfuckers start to realize that I'm with you because I give a fuck about you and I'm with you because I want to be with you, whether regardless if you're a femme queen or not, it doesn't matter. What I decide that I want to do, is, like I said, if I want to get fucked or not get fucked or whatever, that's between us because we're in a relationship. And until we truly start giving a fuck about each other and really giving a fuck about the person that we with, the shit ain't gonna never change. It's always gonna be a problem. So at the end of the day, it really don't matter if you're a femme queen, a butch queen, a queen, transgender, or whatever. It's about who you with. As long as that motherfucker treating you good, it don't matter what you're doing, because what people do in their bedroom is their own personal business. It's not supposed to be out and in. And until people stop doing that shit, it's gonna be bullshit continuously.
Preach, black man.
I agree.
I preach, black man. That's why we can't have relationship, period, because sex has become so easy. So I'm going to have that as my next topic as I talk about all the girls that sit in, all the new generation that sit in the hotel rooms and have threesomes and they 16 and 15 years old with each other and how we all just allow them as leaders to do that. So that will be another topic about how sex is so easy that relationships are no longer important. Love is no longer important because that's what everybody wants now. Everybody wants to take a pill. Everybody wants to get on drugs. And I remember coming up when me and Chalmers was young, if you did get stoned, you hung in the clubs and you was with your girlfriends with three and four people in your house and y'all was kicking and spilling and breaking out your heart. That's how girls started finding out people's statuses, because the girls was getting stoned and having deep, intimate conversations. That don't happen no more. Everybody is about sex. They have now took sex and have incorporated into prostitution so that they can still have sex and get paid for it, and they don't think that there's anything wrong with it. That's what they want to do. And when the things that happen from them situations happen, everybody want to cover it up, and we don't want to talk about it, and we don't want to say nothing about it. But this is what is happening. So I totally agree with how sex has just completely destroyed love. It has. And whether it's been femme queen, butch queen, female, dyke, man, whatever, this is what has happened. So I totally agree. That was over.
Thank you.
Yeah, you welcome.
Who said they disagree? Hold up. Somebody said they disagree?
No, I don't think nobody said they disagree.
Okay.
Nobody disagrees.
I like that. I mean, well, if you're on the phone line and y'all have a part of this conversation that y'all want to say, or something that y'all want to talk about or get into, definitely feel free to press 1. There's no Fem Queens tonight. The Butch Queen came this week, and they have completely dominated the show. Last week, the Fem Queens was up here. Kelly, all of us was here, but there was very few Butch Queens. Today, there's all Butch Queens, and there's very few Fem Queens. So where are my ladies? And I hope that y'all don't say that y'all forgot about it, because this is the last night.
Hello?
Team Butch Queens, let go. ATL.
No, hello?
Chase, you have something to say?
Yeah. No, I'm not finished yet. I mean, I'm going to speak for the ladies, too, a little bit, because I got utmost respect for my fem queens and the ladies, whatever. I don't even call them fem queens. I call them ladies as long as they conduct themselves like ladies. But my best friend, she's a fem queen. She grew a trans man for over 2 years, and their relationship seems to work perfect. So it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't really matter who you are or what you are. It's as long as you really giving a fuck about who you deal with. And like you said, sex took over the whole entire shit. Like, it just took over everything. And that's all people really care about. And another thing I'm not really understanding, don't get me wrong, I'm not judging anybody. But if I'm in a relationship with you, Nicole, let's just say, for instance, I'm in a relationship with you and me and you are together. Mm-hmm. What happens if I tell you, well, you know what, babe, I'll be right back. I got to go turn this date real quick. I'm coming back. Like, I don't understand that. And that, to me, is something that's supposed to be so private and so personable between two people that are in a relationship. So for me to jump out of my bed to go lay down with somebody else for a few $100 or $100 or $80, because from what I see, they ain't even getting that much anymore. So my point is, are you really willing to sell your soul, or are you just really worth that much? You just really worth that cheap? You know what I'm saying? You getting up out your bed with your partner every day. Like, I don't understand that shit either. That's something that's got to be corrected too, because that shit ain't cool either.
Well, I say the same thing, and I feel me and Jasmine speak about a lot of things, and I'll be wanting to go off about the truth, but you got so many people that live their life that 9 out of 10, they won't call in. I totally agree, but like I said, and I'll say it before, because I'm not judging. Kelly, mute your phone. I'm not judging anybody. These are seeds that just have been planted, Carla, and it's juice, because I feel the same exact way. And when a person, if you are a person who wants sex from a man and you use your prostitution to jump out of the bed with your femme queen to be to go have sex with a man for a couple of $100, it is no longer about the couple of $100. It's about the sex. Because if you're going to get, if you're a hustler, because there's a big difference between a prostitute and a hustler. A hustler can do what a prostitute do and never be touched and gain just as much money as the next person gained and got fucked. So I can have a date, and me and the date can sit here, and I made all this money. I called you over, he fucks you and paid you. That made you a prostitute, bitch, because I didn't even get touched to do that. I basically was an orchestrator, or I basically sat there and spoke him into time, because that's what it's supposed to be about, time. And now they have made it just about sex. So that's what necessarily happened for, like you said, $80, a bunch of sex, because nobody's really trying to get the bigger thing, which is the cash. They're trying to settle for the nut, because they be high.
But now I'm happy that you said all that. But then now, like I said, I'm not judging, because everybody can do what they want to do, and to each his own. I'm just saying, where is the respect in that, in your relationship, to go be with somebody else and come back? It's not worth it. Like, you can't tell me.
I don't think, but you know what? Let me tell you something, because I'm not going to say that there's the same. If two people, Carla, are together, and both of them are, all right, let's keep it dead folk. Like Kelly says, this is for real show. That's why I made it up. And they both are escorting. And there is a money, and this is the understanding that they have. Them two, not the world, not your opinion. These two people, they both escort. They are together, they're in their house, and the money comes. Vice versa, whether it be, so we're not going to just attack the butch queen, but the femme queen too. If she has things to do, that's what she does. I'm sure that the understanding with them is not about him going to have sex. It is about him going to get something that will bring back and that's going to help the both of them. I think it's all about the maturity level between the two individuals, because this is what they do. And guess what, bitch? I want to say this. If he is prostituting on the low, he needs to prostitute with me, because why are you prostituting and being a lie out there when you can bring what you got and bring it back to your wife? So I'm not going to say necessarily. I think it's basically upon the two people that are involved. And you should be able to tell, caller, if your husband is, or your wife is leaving you because she needs to get us some money, or is leaving you because she's unsatisfied or he's unsatisfied and they want to go have sex. So, I mean, I think that that comes between the people with them, because I think a lot, we don't expose names, but I'm about 80% of, I think that period, even happening with myself. So I'm not going to sit and say, I think it's all about how to, because remember, a between and femme queens, they're not just husband and wife. They're girlfriends, they're friends, they can talk, they can kiki, they can call each other Miss Thing, they can do everything they want. If they want to put on the beat, they can dip together. That's why I think it's so phenomenal, because they are allowed to be who they are together. The same thing with a dyke and
you could be
a femme
who you are. You could be who you are with me. My point is, I've been working since I've been 14 years old. I feel like as long as you are healthy, just like you could get your ass up and run and get on that fucking train and go get that hotel room, you could get your ass up and go to work. I don't feel like they have no excuse, because what we're doing now, see, what happens is we begin to make an excuse for the problems that we have. And until
let me make something clear, caller. Wait, I don't want to interrupt you, because we got a lot of more callers and we got to pay some bills. I don't think that we're making an excuse. I think we're facing reality. This is it. Now, individually, as an individual, myself, yourself, we have to want to change, and we have to want something out of our relationship. But what we are dealing with is what has been here before you came along, before I came along, and it's the reality. Now, you can take the reality and make it drama and make it emotional and get all hurt about it, what femme queens seem to do sometimes, but we need to just step up and just look at reality. When you get a clear head of things and you look at it as in reality, it don't have to be your reality. It's just reality. And you as a person have to decide to make something different. Well, I'm going to change the way this go. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to settle for that. So that's, I think that's totally up to the person. But I had to put you back in the queue, because we got to take a commercial break. We didn't do one. And there's a lot of more callers on the phone line. So everybody that's on the phone line, y'all stay there. Your hands up. Stay there. Let's pay some bills and we can come back into this conversation. Be right back.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manila Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Set. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team street wear. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there! The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012, Youngstown State University's Begley Center, Youngstown, Ohio.
commentators for the evening, the legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion, $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Ballroom Throwbacks presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Femme Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens vs. Femme Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwbacks presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball. The legendary House of Blonic Ball. Who runs the world? January 14th, 2012. Venue Club Space. 1310 White Street, Atlanta, GA. 30310. Grand prize. Open to all runway. $1,212. Cash prize. Butch Queen Space. $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren. $500. Twister vs. Sister. $500. And 11 other $100 cash categories. January 14th, 2012. The legendary House of Blonic Ball. Who run the world?
Hello, Jasmine.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
Hi, Dollface, what's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing, actually, I was just sitting here. I wondered if I was going to make a response, but you came in, so what's up? See, what's up? Have you been listening to the show?
Of course I listen to the show. I pay for it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Catch that one.
Yeah. Good.
Let's be real for 2011. I mean 2012. We're gonna keep it all real.
Okay.
I am here to speak about your topic, and I'm here for you to ask me whatever questions you want to ask. Because, like you say, we always talk about it, but a lot of people don't want to say certain things. So I'm here to speak about that as well. But I will start this off by saying, like what London was basically saying, but maybe key-keying with it, we all as listeners need to listen to this topic seriously and find something to love, love about ourselves, and no matter who the other individual is, find someone to love and care about, be it a friend, a relationship, a partner, or whatever. Last night, and Kelly is on the phone, and I'll spill it or whatever, there was a shooting in front of Kelly's building based on Butch Queen's flirting with the wrong type of people, trade or whatever, and being shot at. We could have lost 2-3 members of our community because of the fact that the Butch Queens want to flirt around with the trade and play with the trade and all the rest of that stuff, and they could have died over that. And that's the sad part about it. So who are we really to sit here and question if a butch queen and a femme queen or whatever can get together? Hell yeah. I would rather get together with anyone that loves me for me and I love them for them than worrying about somebody putting a bullet in my head for 5 minutes of pleasure. So that's what we really need to start steering in that direction. But go ahead with everything. That's my point as far as that goes.
People think that people think that to do what they were doing would cause them less problems as far as dating a femme queen, Jasmine, or as far as dating. So if I go get the piece of trade, I wonder if the Pioneer RR is listening, because RR was on the phone and we was talking about it. And when he was talking about just being with a boy or just a piece of trade and how that is. But at the end of the day, Jasmine, those are some of the things that happened. Now, that was unfortunate that somebody got shot at. But what also happened is like with Pussy came on the phone line maybe a year and a half ago and talked about with the piece of trade that tried to stab her up, or the piece of trade that tried to rob her house, or the piece of trade that comes and robs. So when they see we not responding the way we want, we dating them because we want to stay out the loop of, oh, I'm not going to date faggot, or, oh, that femme queen, she got a dick between her, you know, a piece between her legs.
Let me tell you something, and let me speak. And this is just my personal opinion on the whole thing. When we are young, we think it's cute. When we are in circles and we want to pull trade and pull this and pull boys or whatever, we think it's cute. But eventually, as you get older and you have come to love more about yourself, you care more about yourself, your well-being, your education, you want more for yourself in life, then you're going to want someone who is on that level and standing next to you. A piece of trade is not going to be able to stand next to you if your mentality or your mind wants better for yourself. If you subject your mind and your feelings to that lower level of life, then that's who you are in general. If you are a person who wants better for yourself, a nice car, a nice house, a nice education, a nice job, then you're going to want someone nice next to you as well. That's how I feel about it. I don't agree with the trade as far as having trade, playing with them, and all the rest of that stuff. I don't agree with it because one thing that I said for years, especially back in the 90s, how many of our sisters, Nicole, transgenders who were pulled. How many of us was killed? We were victimized and killed because we played with boys. The newspapers and the news media swept it under the carpet, and we were just constantly getting killed over and over and over again. And it still happens to this day. Living here in Florida, there's a lot of transgenders, drag queens, and stuff that are getting killed because they're playing with boys, playing with trades, playing in general. Who wants to? Nobody wants to continue to go through that.
That's over. But you know something, Jasmine? Wait a minute, bitch. You're bigger. But wait a minute. I can't even get it right out because I just gagged that I remembered all this. You're a bigger part of this topic than ever. Let me ask you a question while you're on the phone. And I have all these different people that are talking about the thing between the legs. I got all these different people. I want to say, and I hope you can say if it's true or not, because I've known you since you came out and since we've both been out at the same time. I've never seen you dazzle too much with trade pieces of boy. We talked about the person you dated, and now when you moved to Chicago, I'm not sure if that was a butch queen, but my experience with you have never seen you dated that. How different for you that you have translated over to a woman and you still have dated and been in love and have dealt with and married with a butch queen? How does that work for you? And do you feel the whole statistic thing that everybody have about it? Well, Jasmine, well, why would you do that to date a guy that date a girl? I mean, to date a guy that's going to date a guy. And are you scared that he might want? Because listen, America, Jasmine, you have a sex change. So if they're complaining about the piece, does it make it any different that you have a sex change and he still like men?
Well, of course.
How does it? And how do you feel?
in your head when you like, is, does that, how, well, you said you got to be come through and everything with yourself, but do you ever think about that, or have, did you ever go through that when in your relationship of thinking that, well, okay, I'm completely changed over, he's a butch queen, he might like, you know, to the feeling of a guy, you definitely could no longer do that because you're not got no Zell. And how does that, give me something about that. How does that make you feel?
When I moved to Chicago and when I did go through my transition and stuff, I was dating a boy that was trade, even though we grew with each other, but he was more or less, you know, into girls and stuff. I was young at that time, and I felt, just to complete myself, that I wanted to become a woman. I mean, that's just how I was. Ever since I was a child, I felt that I, you know, was always a woman. I didn't do it for him in general, but I, you know, that was the type of guys that I liked. You know, I wanted masculine boys, and, you know, I felt that, you know, oh, having a pussy, having a man next to me, da-da-da-da-da, that's going to, you know, make the most of me. But, and after I did all that, it really didn't change anything as far as the feelings went, except for my personal feelings. It didn't change the relationship or anything. Like I said, when you start wanting better for yourself, you start growing. When I was dating the boy, me and him were together for 8 years, and this was a boy, you know, a piece of trade, and we were together for 8 years, and the reason why we separated was nothing about him being trade, liking girls, liking me being a sex change. It was the fact of me wanting more for my life. I felt that I was now opening businesses, building homes, and I felt that I was in a higher level than he was, and he was not advancing like I was. He was more or less one of those, wants to record videos, he wants to all into the music videos, all into the video games, things of that sort, and he wasn't with me on that level of growing. When you want better for yourself, that's who you want to stand next to you, someone on that level. So it had nothing to do with any of that. It had to do with the fact of I wanted better for myself in general, and I didn't want, you know, I just didn't want to be carrying no one beneath me or anything like that. As you move on, my next relationship was for 6.5 years. That was with the butch queen. Now, a very masculine butch queen, but a lot, and all you guys knew who it was that were a part of me. Masculine butch queen, but he still was a butch queen. We met in the ballroom scene. And that was a very good relationship. 6.5 years, masculine. But the good thing about him compared to my other relationships was me and him, there was nothing to hide. I didn't have to hide anything. I can bring my girlfriends down. I had, when I was a part of Mizrahi, Mizrahis came down all the time. He treated them like family. They treated him like family. It was no, oh, I can't stand the fags. I can't stand gay people around me. It was nothing. I felt very comfortable with that. I felt like, you know, we had a lot of things in common. There was a lot of things that we enjoyed doing together, and it wasn't based on him being 100% straight, me being partially straight but still having all this gayness in me or whatever. It just basically was our likes, what we liked. That's when you guys find that level of comfort with each other and you guys have so much in common. And honestly, I don't think what happens in the bedroom makes a complete difference. Of course, we all may have cravings. I may have that craving again to be playing with straight boys and trade and all that stuff, but if my feelings and my love are stronger, then I'm not going to do that, and the same thing for him. And it goes for the same relationship that I am in now. I'm in a relationship now for a year and a half. I'm sorry, for a year and a few months, and the one thing that makes our relationship so good is the fact that we are the best of friends. We can laugh, kiki, we can go out and read and be the best of friends and still come home, and we have so much in common. The habits are mutual, the things that we like to do and stuff. So, what happens in the bedroom really shouldn't make a difference. As long as you guys have so much love for each other, your love is that strong, then hopefully that will outweigh any of those feelings. Of course, there are going to be feelings inside. I did this before. I'm used to doing this. And we never know. Only God knows what's in store for us. So the only thing you do is take it day by day. But again, I would rather have a relationship with someone that I can laugh with, cry with, open my heart, to with, not hide anything. Someone I know that's going to treat me the way I need to be treated, respect me, and I feel the same way about them. I understand what they go through. They understand what I've gone through. We have this very similar interests and stuff. I don't think it should be labeled to anything. Same thing with Kelly and her relationship. A lot of people say, how can a femme queen date a dyke? How can a femme queen date a trans man? I think the fact that you guys have so much in common, we come from the same worlds, that no matter what happens or no matter what the label is, as long as you guys can click in every aspect, then that really shouldn't make a difference. And no matter what, relationships with men, women, straight, white, black, no matter what, gay, if you can't trust them, then you can't be with them, period. So that goes for any relationship, period. Me being a boss of a company, I have a lot of straight people that work for me, and you would be surprised the stories that I hear about their relationships. When they need to call off for work, when they're having bad days and I pull them in my office, what's going on? Your work, your attitude is fucking up your work. They go through so much. To be honest with you, I don't want to go through that. I'm glad to have a friend, someone that knows me and I know them with no secrets, someone I can share experiences with and stuff as my partner, than going through all that drama. Someone that's not going to walk over me, someone I'm not going to walk over, someone that's going to respect me for who I am and be proud of what I went through in life, and I'm proud of what they're going through in life, and someone that can help me and I can help them. That's what I call a relationship. Otherwise, that there's really nothing.
Wow. Well, that's another I approve message from the CEO, and I think that it is basically the most important thing, and one of the messages that I've gathered from out of what you said is that you have to be comfortable and be ready for something with yourself, and you got to be happy, and you have to be happy with yourself, and you have to want more for yourself, because if you want more, then you won't settle for less, and to settle for less would be to put yourself through all these different situations and for a victim to just the statistics of how that's supposed to go. Well, Jasmine, I'm going to get worked. Or maybe because, I have a piece, so this is why I can't. So now you're dealing with things that really, really shouldn't matter at all other than you and your emotional and physical and attraction to each other. Cole,
it feels good to have someone that's, we all know, all the femme queens or female figures that are listening to this show, you guys know it's all good to have someone that you can actually open up to. You know, when you're not feeling well, you don't have to hide nothing. They're not going to look at you. They're not going to judge you. They care about you no matter what. They care about you in your good days, your bad days. They care about you regardless. Compared to that boy across the street, around the corner, or whatever that you fuck with, that you bring by every once in a while, hoping that it's building into something, the ones that you always got to stay in character for, that, it, you know, what about the day it slips, or somebody's going to read you, or somebody, the friends read you to him, or, you know, they make comments or whatever. When you have someone that cares about you and that is on your level, none of that is going to happen. The people that I've been with through the last, you know, my current and the last two, I built very good relationships with them, with their family and everything. You know, we were like a family. I believe in family. I believe in trust. I believe in unity. I believe in all of that. And that's what makes the best relationship. My current boyfriend, his family comes down and visits. We dinners and card games, and, you know, they have timeshares down here, and they come down, and we do the resort things and everything. They invite us up there. They come down here. We do, you know, dinners. It's that's family. That's unity. That's the type of relationship that's going to get you somewhere. Nothing hidden. No underhanded closet hiding type of bullshit, that is what makes a relationship. But if you got to do all that hiding and people reading or worrying about where they go and not trusting and this and that, it's just not going to work, period.
I think that's everybody's dream for the type of relationships I would hope is everybody's dream, where you can do all those things. And I've been there, and I've indulged in that part where you with the family, you're doing time out. You know, time out is not just based upon balls and gay people. You're doing really like real life things, and you live in a real life. You guys go to work, you wake up together, you go to sleep, you can go out together, you get to have fun together. You can actually just be with the person.
The good thing about my relationship right now is, even with the last collections ball that I did, his family came to the collections ball and actually helped work the ball itself, from security to door to bar, things of that sort. Even with my son as well, Jaquan, his family came to the ball. And it wasn't just to come to the ball. It was because it's kind of bridging the gap of what they, you know, they look at, from what they hear, from what they feel about gay people, about our society and stuff. And when they come and they see the type of people and stuff, now they're like, okay, wow. You know, even though it ends with all this drama and fighting and stuff, but it's still not what, you know, society has labeled us. There's so many beautiful people in our community, so many creative people in our community, so many respected people in our community. It's not always about the fag that walks down the street in tight shorts and stuff. So this, you know, when you have that, I help learn, you know, I learn from them, they learn from me, we learn from each other. That's what makes us unite as one. And if you can't unite as one, even in those areas, you don't have nothing, because, again, you're hiding and you don't trust. And everything is swept under the carpet. And, you know, you're worried about him with this butch queen. My thing is, you know, you're worrying about butch queens being with butch queens. They could worry about me being with, you know, this one and that one. It just really gets out of hand and stuff. So if you have trust, you have love, and you have things in common, nothing should matter.
I totally agree. I think that's more important than to the female figures and the women, butch queen and drags, and everybody that would like and that are being women. I think it's a lot, and it has everything to do with yourself, and it has everything to do with what
really
you decide to
settle for. It
starts
with yourself. It really, believe me, I went through that. You have to want better for yourself, not even in relationships and everything. You have to want better for yourself. I just had a conversation with a young lady earlier today who's going through the whole process of, you know, transitioning from a drag queen to a femme queen, being fired from her job because, you know, she's the only trans, you know, she's a drag queen, and they're just going to label her and stuff. She's afraid to go out there and work in society. She doesn't want to be called a man. You know, she's very beautiful, but she just doesn't want to go through that stuff. Sometimes you have to, you know, it's hard for us in general. It's hard for us. And why make it harder with relationships or having somebody stand by your side? We have enough to deal with in society already. If we cannot find a partner next to us, be it a butch queen, femme queen, dyke, trans man, or whatever, then child, we can do bad by ourselves. Don't be with nobody, period. Find someone that loves you for you, and don't worry about all that other stuff. And if they can't handle what's underneath, I mean, between your legs, or you can't handle what's in between their legs or whatever, fuck it. But find someone who loves you for you that can help you walk through this fucked up world that we live in and make it. Because if you don't, then it's going to be hard. But that's my whole point on it. Find someone who loves you for you.
Well, I guess that's the message of the evening, and y'all all heard it. It's really all about
yourself.
I'm going
to stay right here and hear what people got to say, but y'all go ahead.
Gal, says, send me up to any of the numbers that's on the phone line. If you're on the phone line and y'all want to also to be able to express your opinion and to put some insight on this show, feel free, please, to press 1 and come up on this air, and we can get it all popping. Hold on. 202-525, welcome to the Sister for Real show.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
I think your topic tonight is wonderful. I believe that there's so many people in this community who do not know what love is, do not know what relationships are, do not know what they want out of life in general. And I think a lot of the stuff that Jasmine has spoke upon tonight is very, very true. Myself, I've been in a relationship for 18 years.
Mm.
18 happy, long years with the same partner. I've been in and out of the ballroom scene, and I have kids, and I know so many friends who have two and three and four relationships. You get a relationship, and next thing you know, you're moving in with somebody. You're living with somebody. Next thing you know, you're in another relationship. You're not getting to know the person. You're not getting to understand. You're not growing with them. You're still stuck in the same place 2 years from now that you were when you first got in a relationship, and that does not make a stable one. And if you get in a relationship and want to be in a relationship, you have to learn how to grow with the person that you're with. The person
totally
that I'm with, we are totally opposite people. Total opposites. But the love I have from him is unconditional, and nothing can pull me from that. And by knowing that, and he will stand by me no matter what, and vice versa, that's what makes us continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
He has gone above and beyond. He makes a significant amount of more money than I do, but I still strive and move on to show him that I'm trying and that I'm doing what I can, and I'm still being supportive of what he's doing and vice versa, and we're making it work. And just knowing that and showing my kids and people around me that it's possible to have a relationship for that long of a time is very rare in the black gay community. Because in the white community, you hear about it all the time.
Definitely. I believe sometimes and you definitely are speaking right when you say in the minorities, that's where you have a lot of problems. Because I'm not even going to speak on the reason of why we are infected with those type of issues, and that we can't keep healthy relationships that are even self-healthy relationships that are good for us, because a lot of time we put ourselves in bad relationships. So it's all about, like I said, whether it's a femme queen, a butch queen, a man dating a man, a woman dating a woman, or physically, however it is, it's about how two people look at each other, how two people view each other,
the respect,
and then
the honesty. It's everything is a combination of so many different things. And if you don't have those things within yourself, how are you going to be able to give it to someone else?
Amen.
Getting in a relationship and staying in a relationship is rare these days, but it's possible. It's just that you have to learn how to grow with someone and learn their don'ts and their likes and their dislikes, and know when to push a button and when not to push a button, and when not to argue and when to let it go. And forgiveness is a lot. If you can't learn how to forgive a person for something that's small, how can you do it for something that's major or whatever the case may be, and then move on and not bring it up or whatever? It doesn't matter what's between your legs. It doesn't matter what you do in the bedroom. It doesn't matter what you do in the street or whatever the case may be. It's about what happens when you come home and you close that door behind you and there's no one else there but you and that individual. And excuse my Frank, but leave these faggots out of your business.
Amen.
It's about you and that individual. Because when you bring other people into your relationship, you will not have a relationship. Okay, me and my partner have separate rooms. He has his own room, I have my own room. It's been that way since the beginning. Because I have my own space, he has his own space. But I sleep with him every night, or he sleeps with me.
You know something?
It was comfortable for us. Everybody may not do it that way, but at the same time, we're happy. And it works.
I love that.
You feel me? I can go in my room and close my
door.
I love that. And vice versa. And then
I love that.
You feel me?
Yes. Yes, I totally, because I think that becomes a problem, and you just alleviated a problem before it became a problem. It's giving
exactly.
each other space, and that's beautiful, and I always would speak like that with the person or the individual that I was involved with that I would love, we share in our room. I always would speak in those terms, because sometimes it's not about disliking each other, not, you know, you just want space. You need to be in your own comfort zone, and maybe you need to think you're still sleeping with each other, and still cooking and doing everything
exactly.
and everything.
Still doing
but in
everything
that time.
Together. I have my friends, you have your friends. We can
mm-hmm.
have friends together, but at the
mm-hmm.
same time, you have to realize when we come together as a unit, there's nothing in the world that will be able to stop us.
Amen.
My anniversary is February the 28th. It'll be 18 years.
Congratulations. God bless your relationship. God bless
you know
that. That's congratulations.
I'm going to be with this person for the next 20 years, Jasmine. If you're listening, I want to tell you, I think you're an inspiration to this ballroom scene community and community, period.
Thank you.
And I love you dearly. I have never met you, but all the things that I've heard and I've seen and I've listened and I've researched or whatever, you're a wonderful person to this community. And I hope you continue doing this for the rest of your life. You're an inspiration
Thank
to
you.
One of those who else who want to be like you.
Thank you so much.
And that's all
Thank
I have
you.
To say. And you all have a wonderful night. I'm going to continue to listen to the show, and I listen
Thank
to it every
you.
Single week and tell Kelly I love her.
She loves
night.
You too, believe
you
me.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Is there anybody on the phone line that want to come on the phone line or chime in or say anything? Please feel free to press 1 and definitely chime in with us to be able to express your opinion. Oh, 857-334. Welcome to the Sister For Real show.
This is Paris again. I wanted to touch bases. Like, I completely agree. I think today we don't court and get to know each other
mm-hmm.
first before we decide to get into relationships. And we try to establish something based on sex. And when it dies down, you're looking and it's like there's nothing left there. I think a lot of women today, including, you know, femme queens, like in the scene, we don't allow men to wine and dine and, you know, earn that intimate part of us, be it, you know, whatever we decide to do with them, before we just give it out. And because of that, we cheapen ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how they think that they can get it. Like, you're going to get it. And I said that earlier, Jasmine. That's another thing I want to be able to touch base on, Paris. I'm glad you said that, too, not to interrupt you. But that's why they do it, because they want to pull something out of somebody else. So they figure, if I treat him like that, and I give him this, and I give that to him, and I do this to him, maybe he'll know that I'm the one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And
it's so
and that's real.
I noticed it up here.
Mhm. And you know something, Paris? It's a lot. I've seen a lot today, Jasmine. And I hear, and like I said to you yesterday, and I appreciate you. You paid for the show. You came on, and you said about 2 days ago about the back and forth and everything. But now that we're on the positive show, we can talk about it. Like, ladies, I felt that a lot of stuff is being covered up. Everybody don't want to talk about it. Everybody don't want to talk about it for their own personal reasons, their own personal shame, their own personal tea, but as soon as we're talking about somebody else, everybody has an opinion. But nobody wants to talk about what's really, really, really going on. Like everything about sex and how, because everything entwines, you know, believe it or not, butch queens, femme queens, sex, prostitution, HIV, this, it all entwines together. It all goes together. It goes when I'm with my butch queen and I'm in love with him and he's having sex with 10 different people, or I'm sleeping with every John that comes along. It all brings and goes back into the same box. And that's why what's most important about everything that we all are saying on this phone is you have to want to make a difference. You have to want to be happy. You have to want your relationship to be happy. But let me ask you something real quick, because I'm going to forget. He said earlier about letting it go. Okay. I want to say is, and any of y'all on the phone line, if you're there and you want to answer this question, please feel free to press 1. is it safe to say that a femme queen who takes hormones and stuff, a situation comes about, her girlfriend got her going, told her tea, and this and that, him and her argues about it with the butch queen. But the reason why she doesn't exactly let it go, because what the issue is at hand is what they are. So they feel that it's always something bigger to it. You understand? So they keep going on and they keep looking for something because, not that they didn't let go of the current situation, but what the situation has brought about is something that they signed up for. So it becomes now them being nagging and aggravating. And that's why it goes back to who you are and what you expect and what you're looking for and what you will stand for. So when it's to let it go, because I could hear the girls when he said to let it go, they all just went crazy on the phone line, like, but this is this and that. But it all still goes back to phone lines, that people on the phone line, that
referring
this to Monday?
No, I'm talking about what the caller said about letting it go.
Give me an example of let it go.
Okay, letting it go. Okay. Well, you know, your girlfriend called you up, and she told you that you and your boyfriend, your butch queen lover, is having an argument about another butch queen. And you are upset, or you feel that there are googly eyes and things and stuff that are being going on behind your back. And, well, it's not really behind your back because you see it. And he's telling you that it's not like that. This is not what – it's not like that. It's not – don't ruin our relationship with this issue. It's not like that. But this is what he likes to do. You're seeing it in front of your face. You're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you let – it go to something you know that is there?
Go ahead, Tom. When I was in that relationship with JT for all those years, the first year that him and I were together, again, I'm young, I'm a femme queen. I got this boy. The boy loves me. I think I love him. But yet, I know that I went through the whole cunts knocking at my door. I went through the whole, you know, just stuff like that in general. I felt that, oh, I had to accept that because of who I am. I have to accept this. I held it in. Little, you know, when we moved, what caused us to move was a big thing that happened, you know, in New York that involved, you know, a lot of stuff. And what caused us to move was him opening up and being honest with me. And he was honest with me about things that he did. He was honest with me about things that he did with two people that I loved, that were very close with me. You know, people that I called my family in this ballroom scene, that he did with them, how these people are supposed to be, you know, parental figures and stuff in your life, and they're having your boyfriend, you know, when you're reaching out, going to them, crying to them about issues, how am I going to do this, and I don't know what to do, and I love him, and oh my God, what am I going to do, and this and that. They're the ones that, oh, let me talk to him. And when he goes over and talks to them, they over there sucking his dick and shit like that. And I didn't find out all this bullshit until after. I didn't hold a grudge towards them. I just said, you know what? You're opening up to me. You're telling me all this.
Jasmine, wait, hold on. I don't want to interrupt you, Ray. I want to tell you. If you're in the, all you people in the chat room and everybody that's listening from the computer, in about 4 minutes, that's going to shut down. If you want to still be involved with this conversation or you still want to time in, if you don't want to speak, you guys can call in the phone line private. You will be accepted. But as far as listening from the internet, as far as viewing the chat room, it all is about to close down in 4 minutes. So I would strongly suggest that you get on the phone lines and you do so now, because if you want to continue to be a part of this conversation. Go ahead, Jasmine. I'm sorry.
you know, it was, I still was dumb, you know. Oh, he's opening up to me, so I have to believe him, I have to trust him. And we pick up and we move to Chicago. And, you know, I started building my life there and stuff, but I never forgot about it. I always still held it in. I always remembered. And then as I grew, as Jasmine grew, it still stuck in my head, all the things that he did, all the things that he admitted, and it had made, gave me a bitter taste. It gave me bitter feelings, ill feelings, short feelings. You know, I was very short-tempered. I was very, I'm off of work. I want to do something. I don't want to go home yet. You know, why is everybody going home? Oh, I got to go home to my husband. I got to go home to my boyfriend. Child, I don't even want to go home. But finally, I get home, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, the one thing that the caller said previous to Paris is the space is very important.
Amen.
That was the one thing about me. I love the fact of having big houses because having that space is something really good. If you're always cooped up and in each other's face, it's not going to work out. I used to come home from work, and I had my own little computer office. I would go in there, play my video games, be on the computer and stuff. He'd be in the room playing his video games and stuff. You want to go smoke a cigarette? You want to eat dinner? We watch a TV show or whatever, but we were separated, so that's what kind of made it work. But with that one particular relationship, I held those grudges, and I'm the one who held them. You know, he didn't hold them. He was a good man after that. He was good, but I still held him, and it was not good for the relationship. I couldn't let go until I eventually really said, I can't do it no more.
Well, okay. I mean, I was so, also.
Go ahead. No, Paris, go ahead. I wanted to say something, Jasmine, but go ahead, Paris. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Nicole.
No, I wanted to have you to call us, so you go ahead at first, because I want to address Miss Lady Jasmine, but go ahead, Paris. I want to hear what you got to say.
I also believe in faith, and I don't know if you remember, but a couple of years ago, I came up to New York. I ended up meeting a Butch Queen, and like a dumbass, like I married him, actually, legally married him, moved him to Atlanta. We had a four-bedroom house. We had separate rooms, what have you, and I came to find out that he had been intimate with a couple of my daughters, some of which I ended up beating with my fists. Others I beat with crowbars. I took a hammer to him. You know what I mean? Like, I had done all of this, and, like, I had learned that, you know, you can't keep doing this to other people and stuff, mind you, because it doesn't make you happy on the inside. After you finish beating them, you're still upset. You still want to attack them. You're looking for the next thing. You're looking for the next thing to attack them with, and it does no good and stuff. At the end of the day, your fists hurt. You done broke every lamp in the house. You know what I mean? The police coming
you
to
know,
get you for aggravated assault.
You're so right. But for me now, I just heard about you, I get to really exhale because I've been through that. And I think that, Jasmine, when you said that you held on to it, it didn't bring no consolation to you that he actually told you everything.
It didn't bring consolation. That's why we were together for 6 years after that. But it still was not healthy because the first thing that would happen was anytime you got mad at him for any little thing, and it's not fair. I'm not saying I was right at all. But I could get mad at him for not taking out the fucking garbage, not making the motherfucking bed, breaking something. The first thing that's in my head is, child, why am I with him? He get me fucking sick. The motherfucking cheating on me anyway. What the fuck am I doing here in Chicago? I could be back in New York. Da-da-da-da-da. And I would hold those ill feelings. And then anytime you would get mad, you know, like, child, every time I come home, it's always this, it's always that, child. He's just stupid. He's dumb. You know, he's just no good. He cheated on you, girl. You know, it's just, it wasn't, you holding those ill feelings, they're always going to be there. I could have been 100% wrong for doing
You were definitely, and you know what? It has to be like that. Now, if anything is real, for my situation like that, I have one, Jasmine. Yes, you're right. I have one exactly like that. But where I get to exhale was that I had enough time, Paris, in getting away from it. It still being my heart, but me not being able to deal with that. Even sitting back and wanting the truth and we being high and wanting him to be the truth for everything, I still wasn't able to deal with it. What I had to do was I had to go find Nicole. And then when I found Nicole and I was able to point the finger
inwards and not just at everything, because the big difference between us ladies and men and women, period, is that men will get caught and women won't. And I had to go and look in the mirror and say to myself about the things that no one could have caught me about but God. And I had to point the finger inwards, and I had to stop being judgmental. And I had to think about that is something more important on the line here, and that's my friend. Because that's what you end up having, like you have, even in your current relationship, you are best friends. And if you want to save your relationship and stuff, you have to live for today. So what happened with me was it took a little while, and now I was able to be back in this person's presence. And now I'm dealing with that I'm grown up, and I can deal with what has happened and deal with what is happening, but they're not grown up, and the lifestyle has consumed all the things I thought I crazy glued, all because of him, but I know that it has nothing to do with me, so I still can deal and speak, but it's still hard with the communication because of who they are and what they're ready to say. But for me, I have no ill feelings, and I'm not bitter because, you know, I think with all femme queens, we need to remember that these are butch queens, and depending on where you pick them up at, and I think all of our mothers has told them that, if you pick him up at the clubhouse, you will lose him to the clubhouse. If you pick them where you pick them up at is a very, that's where they're going right back when it's all said and done. But we try to fight for what we want, and we get resistance, and then we start losing ourselves, and we start embarrassing ourselves. All the things that I did to myself, and I had to step out now. And now when they're not answering my phone call, or they're doing, and guess what? They did all this stuff to me before when they didn't answer my phone call, and they were sleeping around when they didn't answer my phone call, and they got 48 messages, bitch, because I kept calling. Now I call once. I do not call back anymore, to the point that they would have to call me back, and I'll pick up if that's what I need to do at that time, because I'm not going to allow a person to put that type of energy, especially when I know how much I love them, on me. I'm just not going to allow that to be done. So the bottom line states is that we all have to decide for ourselves, and anybody we date and anybody that we are together with, what we're going to settle for and what we're not going to settle for, even if you're still dealing with them. So you now become in control of your feelings and in a control of how the devil took it and got you, because that's your weakness, your heart, maybe your husband. A lot of women, weaknesses are the fact that they are in love, they husband, and that normally bring a depression to a woman that's sometimes unbearable. You know, women just become completely unbearable when their heart are broken. So they have to have strength about that. That's very, 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 very important.
It's not just us, though. I have family members that are women that, you know, have, you know, we had to go pick them up because they sat there and continuously let their husbands abuse them and beat them, and mm-hmm. and they were afraid to reach out and say anything to the family about it. You know, it's just, you know, you have to want better for yourself, because it's just not us in the community. It's every, you know, any female figure, women as well.
Mm-hmm.
They just sometimes
mm-hmm.
they just settle. Bottom line is, and I've said this before, stop settling for less. You know,
mm-hmm.
settle for more. Don't settle for less. Don't settle, period. Keep going. Keep working so you can't do it no more. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's your relationship
mm-hmm.
as well.
And if you're not getting what you want out the relationship, maybe you need to move yourself aside, because whatever God is going to do with that person, he's going to do with that person. Don't allow it to destroy you. Don't allow the fight. You can't fight by yourself for something and something that's built togetherness. A relationship is two people. You can't fight by yourself. So if you're fighting by yourself, you're going to be by yourself, and you're going to be the one that's looking crazy, and your girlfriend is telling you, Jasmine, he doesn't really want to be bothered with you, or the butch queen telling his girlfriend that he slept with him and all these different horrible things. That's all made to bring out a character of you. That's all made to hurt your feelings so you can explode, and femme queens and female figures on the phone, so the title of the crazy drag queen can stand. So if you do all those things, see, I told you, they crazy. The drag queens is crazy. So we give them this ammunition so that they can say that we are crazy. And look, they want to dress up, and then they start making all these other things up about it, and then we start feeling some type of way. If you're feeling some type of way about who you are as a lady, then maybe you need to look at what you're doing and at being a lady. We got any more phones? Any people on the phone line? Oh, yes. 323-898, you're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
What is going on? It's Divine.
Hi, Divine. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Whoa, I'm, like, so totally into Jasmine when I tell you. Everybody's looking for somebody to love them, and it's just so hard to just really, really break down and find that. I mean, and a lot of times it'd be staring you right in the face, but we're so into what we feel is textbook or what we see on TV, what love is or what we think love is, and love is totally beyond that characterization that TV puts out there. Love is somebody there, always being there for you, understanding you, accepting you, your wrongs, your rights, your goods, your bads, your faults. You know, that, I mean, it's really more of a companionship, if you must say, is what love is. It's just really finding someone that's just going to be there for you, whether it's even, it doesn't even necessarily have to be sexual. I mean, look how many older people are still in love, and they're not even sexually active. So, you know, sex is definitely not one of the things that have to do with it. I wouldn't think it does not necessarily have to do with it, but to find somebody that accepts you for everything that you are and have to offer and can deal with your faults, that's all I would be looking for in one in that channel. That's hard enough to find. And that can respect you on top of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, you know, when it comes down, I like what you just said, Jasmine, but I don't, Divine, but I don't know where I am if I want to go back. Jasmine, just from us being older and growing up, I'm kind of a little bit shooken about, am I willing to say out my mouth? I know love is not supposed to hurt. But it does. I know love is not supposed to cause you pain, but it does. Not necessarily as far as relationship-wise. We can talk about family, your sister, your brother, a house. You being a part of a house and you loving them and you leave them or they put you out and for whatever it is that you may have did and you love them and it hurts. So I'm trying to stay, Mary's my favorite lady in the world, and when she made that song, That's What Love Is, and beautiful and horrible and magical and terrible,
yeah.
Reason to fuss and fight, reason to cry yourself to sleep at night, you know, all of that, it kind of, for me, answered my question, and never again did I sit back and start crying over what love is supposed to be like, but I tried to understand what you get out of it at times, and then I tried to just take control of it and be able to control it in my own way. So I'm not sure if I'm can say, and just Jasmine and Paris and Devon, like, okay, well, I can sit and say, well, you know, and we taught this, love is not supposed to hurt you. If it does, he doesn't love you. I don't know if that's always true, because what hurt you may not have anything to do with you, and that's why it's hurting. So I don't know if I want to put myself in the thing about how love is actually supposed to go. I think love for me is what you stand for, and love is me. And because you can fight, Jasmine, you can fight for your relationship and be in love, and it can work. And people say, well, why are you going to fight for it? That's not love. Not love. And you can love and you can have it in your heart. Then no, I know it can work. I know it will work. And this is what you feel in your heart. That's love. And you should
That's
move forward.
That's
part
of the understanding and the forgiveness, because you have to have understanding and forgiveness to get past whatever the bump or the bruises may be within that. So, you know, that comes along with the territory.
All of it. So it's hard to. You can stay right there with us, Devon. We're sitting on this phone line. Knowles had a question for you, Jasmine. He doesn't want to offend you. Yes, I'm putting you on blast, but you need to come on and ask Jasmine a question. She's not easily offended. So get
okay.
on the phone line.
Hello.
Oh, work. There you go, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Knowles, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question, but there's no offense. My question, like, so when you date a Butch King, were y'all, like, together for mutual feelings, or was it because of the money you had? Was you shaking your pocketbook, or, you know?
I believe in a hard worker. So I believe, I'm greedy. I'm like a Jew. So I'm all about making money. Spending money is not going to happen like that. So, no. Any of the Butch Queen, which was only two of them, was not about money. If you knew anything about me, the first one that I was with, who was Lopez, that was one of the hardest working men I've ever known. The way he worked balls, the way he worked the bar, the way he worked around the house, anyone that visited the house, the way he worked on cars, that was a hard-working man. Having a man by your side that's going to be hard-working is what you need. Not someone, I can't deal with a lazy guy. I can't deal with someone who's lazy and sitting down doing anything. I mean, doing nothing. So, no, it had nothing to do with shaking purses or money or anything. It had to do with relationship and building that friendship first. Me and him was friends for a long time before we even started dating. And even the current relationship I'm in right now, we were friends for a long time before, you know, we started dating. The person that I'm with right now, his family already has money. Like I said, they have timeshares and everything down here. So it's not even about money issues. It's the fact of having someone that's on your level that you guys can mutually, you know, agree with things and have so many things that you guys can compare to is what makes this good.
Okay. Hey, I think the everybody thinks that
relationships, family. My biological brother, I raised my brother when he was 13 years old because my mother died. I've been taking care of him since he was 13. He's now 25. On his 21st birthday, because he was lazy. He couldn't even pick up a broom or a mop or anything because he was lazy. On his 21st birthday, I got him his own apartment, paid the first month rent, and said, grow up and you need to go. I don't believe in laziness around me. And he held a grudge against me for that. For like a year, he held a grudge against me. Jasmine kicked me out for my 21st birthday. You know, I don't believe in that. You have to be a hard worker. You have to put something into this. Otherwise, we don't have nothing.
Right.
Well, I think that everybody thinks that knows, and it has that, because I myself was never a shaker, and I was married to someone who took care of me, my baby, all through my relationship until this day, will still come and send me as many hundreds as I want. So I think it's about who you involve with. Everything does not consist about money. It depends on the person and what they're trying to get and how they're trying. When you got somebody throwing money around, you got a manipulator. You got somebody that has an interior motor.
The boy that I was with that moved to Chicago with me, we went from being in a hotel to a studio to a one-bedroom to, honey, ran out of money, had to sell our CDs. I used to pull the Columbia House TV Guide stunts, order CDs through the little Columbia House thing and the TV Guide, get the CDs and take them to the fucking store just to buy a pack of cigarettes, a loaf of bread, and a dollar worth of ham and cheese. This is, you know, when you have somebody that's by your side that loves you for you, he could have left. He could have went and did a million things, but he didn't do that. He loved me for me. You
right.
know, with every relationship, it's not about the money. If it's about the money, you ain't got shit. All right.
I definitely approve of that.
I agree.
Could you bring Naeem on now? Is Naeem in there?
Hello.
I don't want you to lose your throat. Go on.
You know, you hit it on the head again, Nicole. Something else you had said when you was like some of the. When you was like love hurts, you say that love is not supposed to hurt, but it does. And even before that, when you was like, you was going through so many, you know, different situations, you know, far as like, well, damn, you know, you trying so much to hold on to this doggone boy or to this Butch Queen or whatever. And you had to realize that this motherfucker is just, he's just not going to bend. And I'm going to tell you, everything that you said, it was like you was in my head because, like, I was like, damn. She said every fucking thing that I done went through. But I had to go through that in order to be where I am today, where, like you said, okay, before I would blow your phone up, and, honey, I would leave 40, 50 messages on there. And
yes, bitch, I would.
And you would still be paying me. And it's like, now, Nicole, it took me to go through that and gag so many times and to be at a place in my life from before to where I am now to the point where I'm like, you know what, I pay it. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody wants somebody to love. Everybody want to have somebody. Everybody want to be with somebody and everything like that. But at the end of the day, Nicole, I'd rather be alone and be with God than to be with somebody and they have more baggage than what I have.
And you know, but you know something, what I wanted to say when I was saying all of that, everybody that's on the line, Paris, knows everything, is that today, Naima, and you know who this person is, I can deal with this person. And, yes, there are issues that I get frustrated, but quickly shake them because I have to remember that's that person.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
That's
and
right.
I'm this person. So if I begin to let who he is mess up everything because of how much I love him, I'll begin to tell him, well, listen, the way I feel and what I want for you is not obviously what you're looking to do. I love you. And when you love someone, someone say you love, no, love don't let go. That's not true. You love somebody, you can let them go in order for them to go ahead and find themselves. Because
mm-hmm.
if they don't, they're going to kill you because
mm-hmm.
you love them
mm-hmm.
more than they love them. Themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to let them go and let them love themselves so that they can come back and be able to love you just like the way you love them.
That's
so
right.
What I don't settle for myself, I don't settle for him. But he likes that, the life. He likes that, all that type of stuff. And sometimes I have to step back and say, wait a minute, you know, I know what I give. I know how far I'm willing to go for my love, so let me just remember that this person is who they are, and I am who they are, and the best way to love them is just to be there. How about that?
Mm.
So now that's what I say to him. I say,
yes.
You know what? I'm just here. Because being here and not being in all of that, that's not a part of me, but being here is how I love you, so I'm just here. And whenever you're ready to love yourself and to come up out of all of that and we move forward, guess what, Jasmine? I may, Paris, I may get, that was what? Going on practically 10 years, it may be 20 years that I'm still dealing and having the best friendship with this person, and
mm-hmm.
we are best friends, and he may have went into a relationship and I have, but it has never changed what we are to each other, because that's the glorifying thing to me about a femme queen and a butch queen. That
you
when
know
you
what?
Got that right one, go ahead, Paris.
You know what? Mind you, like, I completely agree. Is Divine still on this phone?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Divine, you remember when me and you went and we kicked in, oh boy.
Yeah.
We kicked in his door and all that and ran up in his shit. I was doing that back then because a bitch queen hurt me and I felt like, you know, getting his ass back because, you know, you used Miss Mama. But now, dang, I wouldn't dare do that because you grow out of that. You get tired
yeah, but
of
mind
it.
You, but let
yeah.
me tell you something, Paris. It'll catch you because I've been growing up out of this stuff for 4 years, but I have to say
let
about
me,
2 years ago,
let me
every day
y'all.
Is a struggle because it'll get you because I did what you just did after knowing everything I know. How about it? I left after doing it, and I cried like a baby. I said, oh, my God, this family was there. They could have jumped me. They could have killed me. But I was so gagging that this fucking butch queen tried it. I knocked on the door, bitch. I walked in that house. I took the child, threw him up against the wall, took him, and all the Puerto Rican family is sitting in the house and everything, took this butch queen out the house and all the way down the stairs. And in the midst of it of being on the corner and yelling and screaming, how about for the first time, usually they would be gagging, you know, the cops would have come. I threw my hands up and I walked away. And I walked away and I left them standing there. Of course, when I turned around, they hit it like they know them because they thought they didn't want me to think twice. But as I walked away, I was so sorry, Paris, because I knew better now. I didn't. So it's a struggle every day, and you got to be careful who you pick to love and how much they can bring up out of you. Because
I agree, Nicole.
I gagged, and I was crying, and I came
Nicole,
to Ashley.
Nicole, it was a time in my life, mind you, and, like, you know, Divine know, because Divine was with me and stuff when we kicked in the door. Like, I would go around and stuff. I would be dating a bitch queen. He would hurt me. I would kick in doors. I would have chains and hammers and hatchets.
Wait. Us kicking that boy door in was over... over you and him cheering it?
No, girl. Like, we had cheated too, girl. But, you know, there was some other tea with my sister, too. But it was a double win when we kicked that door.
I thought that was because he got up in mother's face.
He got in front of your mother's face, my sister. But at the same time, girl, I had already cheated with him, and he tried to read on the side.
It was a double add on, Paris. I told you. It was a double add on.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we have a caller. We have a caller, guys. I don't want to forget. I'm sorry, caller, for having you wait, and I wasn't looking. My next caller is 919-798. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Divine. Hey, everybody. This is Janice, Mother McGrady from Detroit.
Hey, Janice. Welcome to the show.
Hey, y'all. I was listening last week, and I decided that I was going to call in and comment and stuff this week. I think it's a really good topic, and it's really interesting, and I just had a few things to hit on. A lot of y'all brought up very good points. Me, myself, personally, I think that love and all of that stuff, one, we have to remember that love is an emotion. It is something that you feel for a person, and that only comes after a connection. Me, myself, I don't limit myself. I'll talk to a gay boy. I'll talk to a straight boy. I'll talk to whatever man makes me feel like what we're giving each other is equal. I don't limit myself in it because I think that it's prejudice. And us being who we are and being in the community that we're in, I think that's a lot of the problem. Everybody wants to point a finger and categorize people. When you have a connection, it doesn't matter what's between your legs, what's on your chest, or who you are or how you classify yourself, because a lot of the things that we're fooled at, for what is and what looks like, those are the very things that hurt us. When you go for that masculine boy and then you come to find that this masculine boy is someone else, somewhere else being somebody's bitch, as opposed to you may talk to a fishier guy and he's everything that you need. So I think that it's about the connection. I think that it's about how you value yourself. However you look at yourself determines what you will take, what you will allow, and what you will allow yourself to dwell in. If you look at yourself in high regard, you won't be out there going crazy, and you won't be out there fighting. Me, myself, personally, I'm not going to fight over no boy. If someone wants to leave your life, you let them. Because if you force them to stay, it's never going to be an equal happiness. It's always going to be a resentment. It's always going to be a resentment, and that resentment is always going to cause a problem. So when you allow people to flourish, when you allow happiness to really come in, it doesn't matter how you look at what or how you classify it. When you have that really genuine connection, anything is possible, and that's with a piece of trade, a fag, or whatever. I think that so many girls dupe themselves and miss out on real connections because they look, oh, I think I need to be with a piece of trade or this and this and that. Me, myself, I think I don't put my trust in trade because I'm a very materialistic person. I don't know if this person is getting involved with me because of what he thinks I have or what he thinks that I can do for him. So why would I cut myself off to anybody who's willing to love me? Why would I be so silly and so narrow-minded to limit myself to one man when I can explore all men and find my equal yoke?
I think that was over. Yes.
I love her.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I hear so many queens and they like, oh no, I would never talk to this kind of boy and I would never talk to that kind of boy. And me myself, I think it's all a gamble. It's a gamble when you deal
yes.
with people. Period.
Yes.
It's a gamble
yes.
when you deal
yes.
with family. It's a gamble when you deal with friends.
Yes.
It's a gamble when you deal with personal people. Every relationship that you ever have in your whole life is a gamble, and you have to build a connection to then know somebody. So if I never deal with the piece of trash, how do I know if he's going to make me happy or not? If I never deal with the faggot, how do I know that he's not going to make me happy? But I think that a lot of that mischief and a lot of the controversy comes because people step out of their boundaries and get disrespectful. Me, myself, I don't like to refer to gay boys as faggots or butch queens or really put them in a classification because I don't do what I don't want someone to do to me. I don't want you always calling me a femme queen or always calling me a female figure or always calling me a transsexual. I want you to refer to me as Jay Meese, who I am, and I refer to you as the man that you are and that you show me you are.
Wow. Yes. Y'all better preach black
on.
Women.
Yes.
Y'all better damn preach. It's good to see, and I would hope you female figures and you femme queens and stuff online, I hope y'all are really listening to Jazz and myself, Paris, because that's what we need. You know, self-preservation is the best thing. We need to start being more concerned about ourselves, and the love of our life will roll to our feet. It'll be
yeah.
right there if we start paying attention to ourselves. But we so many other places that, like you said, Johnny's, we miss it. And that's like with God. You know, I feel like when you always somewhere and you pray for God to ask to bring you something and you ask God for a question and you waiting for a response, but if you're not silent and you're not still and you're everywhere, you miss your blessing. God could have sent you that money right that way, could have brought you this, but you everywhere else because you're not where you're supposed to be, and that's with self. You miss everything and you end up missing the love of your life, a perfect opportunity, an opportunity to bring yourself in a better life. It just, you miss everything. So you
yeah,
definitely have to.
And I also think that a lot of these boys and stuff, they deal with you for exactly who you are. If you are the type of person that looks at yourself as a lady and you present yourself, I don't care if you're a rowdy lady, if you're a bitchy lady, if you're a mousy lady, whatever. If you act like a lady, they'll treat you like a lady. Me, myself, personally, I'm not trying to fuck no boy. I'm not trying to really be sexually active with people because I really believe that that comes with the connection. My last boyfriend, me and him didn't have to have a talk. We didn't have to get a few things understood because I was the lady and he was the man. And he wasn't the most masculine, brute, macho man, Randy Savage. But in return, he never asked. It never was an issue. He never wanted to see it. I never wanted to show it to him because if he's number one, we have to tell ourselves the truth. These boys are gay, which means that they are homosexual. If they weren't, we would not know them because we're all in a gay community. So when you establish yourself in truth and deal with what it is, of course he's going to have those urges. But when it goes back to your connection, the reason that he's with you, period, because if you really want to be technical, it's going to be looked at as funny anyway because you're, quote, unquote, a female figure or a lady, and this is a gay boy. But that makes no difference when you have that connection. It don't matter if you're Howard the Duck. If he's feeling you and you're feeling him, then there you go.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree. I think everybody on this phone line, y'all just eating it up with how y'all, this is just the For Real Show, and y'all words of wisdom and truth is just turning it out tonight. But
yeah.
We have also more, another phone call on the line. Kool-Aid, you're now on the air. Mother, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kool-Aid.
Welcome
hey.
To the show. What's going
Howdy.
On?
Nothing, just listening to the show, and I am getting my life from off of it. They because it's like everything that everybody is saying I wanted to say. I mean, me just personally, I mean, I am who I am, and I bring it to you at the door. You know what I'm saying? And if you decide that's what you want, then that's your decision. When it comes down to me spending for anybody, if I'm going to spend, it's because I want to, not you trying to put something in my head or whatever. And I'm not even an Indian giver. You know what I'm saying? Because you might find somebody that can do better than me. You know what I'm saying? But trust me, what I tell you, I'm going to always make sure that I'm always on top of anything I do. If I'm in love, I'm in love. It's human. If I'm not in love no more, I'm not in love. If I want to spend, I will spend. If I don't want to, I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Some people think, you know, oh, because of who I am and just like, oh, they money hungry or whatever, whatever. If that's the image that I give or whatever, I can't help that. You know what I'm saying? The only way you can really know me is when you get to be around me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like no one is not supposed to really show their true colors unless if you got some years in it. You know, it's a difference of you have some years in here. And just like I said, and I meant what I said to the bottom of my heart, if I'm in Foot Locker and if I want to buy you something, it's because I want to. But best believe I'm going to make sure there is something back in return, no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to me, it's not going to be, no, I have the whole hundred and you're just a freeloader. It's not happening. I give you what I want to give you, and I take what I want to take, and I don't give what I don't have to give. And if maybe if people would, some people would start being like that, everything would be fine. Just giving a shout out to the trans men, and you know that. But it is what it is. Because all you four lockers are always going for the trans men. It's no good.
All right, trans, I got too many people. Wait, hold on, mother. Your backgrounds and stuff is on the phone line. If anybody doesn't have what's name, I'll be putting y'all back in the queue because we got so many. I want to bring other people callers in, and I can't hear. So I want to thank everybody for coming on the phone. Jasmine, you stay in there. Paris knows you can stay there. But everybody else, I want to thank you for coming on the phone line. I'm going to put y'all back in the queue because I want to leave the room for other people to come on, and I want to be able to hear. So my next caller is 810-624. Welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hey.
I'm calling.
Welcome to the show. What's going on?
And I've been listening for a while, and I think the problem with many relationships is that we don't know what conditions love come with different people. You can love someone, but you don't know what their definition of love is. You know, this guy could be, you know, raised in a home where his mom and dad love each other, but his mom beat him and beat her. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand and get to know people where they at before you lay down with people. We lay down with so many lies that our reality is so far from us because we don't know the people that we lay with.
Well, can I comment on that?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I don't see much on the show. I listen, but that's like you being a miner and you find a piece of gold. When we actually find gold, we really can't tell it's actually gold. It's just some shit in your hand that people say is worth a lot. And when you look at it, it's just it's like a piece of dirt, a piece of rock, or whatever the case may be.
But see, I think the problem is we don't have conversations anymore. You know, it's, oh, are you top, bottom, okay, let's get down, instead of saying, you know, when I talk to someone, there's a list of questions that I ask them, from their status, HIV, do they believe in God, do they serve Jesus, all of these things. I need to know what's your definition of love before I allow you into my circle. Because your definition of love may not match my definition of love.
You finished?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something to that?
Yeah.
Hold on, okay, wait, hold on. Let him, mother, wait. Let mother, Nose say what he was going to say because he didn't get to finish it. And then, mother, you go ahead. Go ahead, Nose.
My thing like this. Basically, if you're a miner, you find a piece of gold. When you look at it, it doesn't look like the precious thing. It takes the refiner to turn up the heat and to purify that piece of gold to make it what he wants it to become. If it's going to be a necklace, if it's going to be a bracelet, if it's going to be an earring or a ring. It takes time to turn up the heat and to refine that piece of gold to turn it into this precious jewel that's going to be most valuable to everybody, and everybody's going to want it. They don't want it when it's just dirty coming from out the ground and a miner just dumped it. They don't want it raw. They want it when it's refined. They want it when it's perfect. You can't have it that way. You have to be the refiner yourself and turn the heat up and take the time to get to know that person. And if they don't believe the things you believe, open your door and maybe even step in their door and try to see on the other side. Just try to, you know, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. Like, you're trying to get to know their side, you know, take time, and then let them see your side. Just turn the heat up. You refine that gold. Because at the end, you're going to have your nice-ass ring. And then you just
put it on the top of the ring. I believe that, and I think that's very true, but I'm going to add to that. But it's not. If it's destroying you to make them or to get them to see how much you love them or to grow together, you may need to step back and allow them to grow, because their gold is their gold. And you being a part of their gold, you can only bring in what you bring in. But if they are not convinced that they are a piece of gold, nothing I can say to them or tell them, no amount of money I can offer to them about saying, girl, you are it. You are the answer. I know what you're talking about, knows, because I had that, and I had it. The person, you start off one way, and then the person became the best thing and took care of me the whole while. So it was gold. But at the end of the day, that person had to feel like himself that he was worth gold. And that way, we won't end up being going against each other. Go ahead, mother.
But I feel that if you're asking questions like that, like, you're looking for a relationship. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna ask, like, you believe in God and this, that, and the other, it's gonna say you're looking for a relationship. So you can't feel a certain way if you don't get those answers. So, of course, I mean, to be honest with you, I'd rather have somebody that's gonna be real, and that's just from the top. Before I even go anywhere with it. If somebody is looking for sex from me, it's nothing wrong with you opening your mouth. It's still my decision if I want that, and it's still my decision if that's the person for me. If it's not giving me what I need to hear, then I'm gonna leave it as what it is. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm like, well, do you believe in God, and what's your favorite color, and this, that, and the other, yada,
no,
yada, yada.
I'm saying when you meet someone, okay, you meet someone, there has to be conversation and communication. You just can't love someone without even having
You know what, Carla, you're saying right, but I'm going to say this. If you was listening to the show earlier, that's the problem. There's no more of that. It's about sex. So the only, now sex has become so easy on a bump, a pill, a sniff of K, and everything that is going on, that no one is asking those questions anymore. No one is getting involved only for the moment. And you bet to believe the person that's getting involved for sex, you and everybody else, they are getting involved with, depending on the situation and where they're at and how far they can go. So it's not, so it really doesn't become like, okay, well, we sit back and we ask questions, and what do you like? That's that old school love. That's that growing together love. They don't do that no more. And if they, sometimes you get those questions asked at you, and you better be careful how much you believe it, because you may think, oh wow, he likes me. He's asking me all these things and everything, and you give up your purse and you gag, because none of those questions was relevant. He just needed to get in the door to get what he wanted, and now he got it, and now you're gagging.
But the thing is with that is, I disagree with you, Nicole. It's not the new thing. It's the upgrade. Because back in the day, you had to just get a boy a pair of Tims and some weed and a 40.
Depending on who you were. Because I ain't never bought a boy a pair of Tims and 40 a day in my life.
No, listen. But that's the thing. That's not you. You know what I'm saying? Let me repeat it again. Like you said, you got to get a children K and all that. Before that even came along, you all you had to do was rob boys some Tims, sneakers, some weed, and maybe a fucking Nintendo or whatever. Now it's very much, it's just easier. So you might as well say it's the upgrade and it's more out there. So it's not the new thing. You could say it's the upgrade, but it was never the new thing.
I don't want to, on my behalf. Want to praise it, Jasmine and everybody on the phone, as the upgrade, because I actually think that is the root to all evil, and that's why we got HIV and everything that nobody wants to talk about. All right, thank you, caller, for calling in. I want to, there's another caller on the phone line, and we about to be getting up out of here soon. The time is winding down. Thank you for calling in. We're going to put you back in the queue. Everybody else, you be quiet for a second. We're going to bring somebody else on the phone line. 313
585. Welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real Show.
Hi, Nicole, Jasmine, and everybody listening. So I'm Rico again.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drag you because you sound like you was waiting forever. I'm so sorry.
I was
going
Nicole,
back
you
and
know,
forth.
We cool. My thing is, like I tell any girl that I run into, any butch queen or anything for that matter, is always tell them to get Eric together before you activate Erica, because it will make your life so much better. And to pick up a book and educate yourself and get your business in order before you even think about getting in a relationship, because it's already a struggle enough being in a relationship and then having those struggles of the world and financial burdens. You know what I'm saying? And then we wouldn't have all the escorting and prostituting and things of the nature that people saying, because that's the reason for me why I wouldn't date one per se, is because I know majority of the girls, that's how they make their coin. You know what I'm saying? I don't hold it against them or anybody else for what they do, but that just personally doesn't work for me. You know what I'm saying? And then I appreciate you girls that matured for going to kick in your butch queen's doors, because my butch queen, two of them has cheated on me with some queens, you know what I'm saying? And one had left me for one, and I didn't go kicking anybody's doors or nothing, and we still cool. She's listening now, if you know who I'm talking to. My thing is, accept the person. Once you accept the person for who they are and know them for who they are, be it at that, they're not going to change. You know what I'm saying? A person doesn't change overnight, because 9 times out of 10, the person that they are is how they believe they should be, and a belief doesn't waver. You know what I'm saying? It takes time and tests to waver a belief. You know what I'm saying? And that's my only thing. Get you in order before you try to do anything else, whether it be a relationship or anything else in your life.
Could I say something to you about that? Well, what about the ones that are in order and that are in relationships and the ones that are paying for it? Then what?
Hey, you know, I can't really say nothing about that.
Well, you know, I think that at first, if they are in order, mother, and they doing paying for it, then they really not in order, because there ain't nothing about no order about somebody that's still doing what they should have been done grown up from or have came up out of as a person. So they really ain't in order. So they thinking something that they not.
But then it works both ways then, because if you're sitting here saying, well, being in a relationship, you know, get yourself in order, this and the other, that's why I said what I said. Well, what about the ones that are in order? So then there's no order in any of it, period.
Well, mind you, it's like I said earlier about that, Nicole, it's like those people are lacking something and they're looking for that in someone else instead of correcting that issue. Yeah, you might have this going for you and that going for you, but apparently there's a huge piece missing and you don't know what it is. You think this might be the answer, but it's not. You need to go see that in God, see that in yourself, whatever it may be, but it's not in this other person. So it's no need to bring them into this foolishness.
Okay, we got a thank you, caller, for also. Thank you, Enrico, for calling. And we're going to put you back in the queue. We have another caller, 803-404. You live on the air.
Hi, everybody. It's Latricia.
Hi, Auntie. Welcome to the show.
How y'all doing? I just wanted to say that I really appreciate this conversation tonight. And, like, I've been inside an 8-year relationship. So things that some people were saying, a lot of it I took in, and it's helping me grow within my relationship, believe it or not. Even like with the space thing that they was talking about, that is true about space and relationships, because, like, in my house, my husband has his little man cave, and sometimes I be mad at that, you know what I'm saying? But I go in there with him sometimes and sit in there and chill. But and I don't know who they said about refining something, you know, turning it into a necklace or a ring or something like that. And that is true, because you have to, in a relationship, you do have to work with each other and to build that relationship. I've been in relationships, and I've known some people to try to break that relationship up because of things that I've been going through within my life, but like my relationship now, we've had our ups and our downs, and we're still together and still going strong. So I just appreciate y'all. As far as me being with a butch queen, I'd be with either a tranny chaser or a boy. The reason why I say that is because tranny chasers, they usually know exactly what they want. It ain't about I don't have to worry about them after the butch queen, after a cunt, after a motherfucking tranny. I just got to worry either it's going to be a cunt or a tranny. If it's a boy, it's usually I'd rather compete with a female, period. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't have what they have between their legs, so that's something that I can't give. When it comes down to a butch queen, I've been in two relationships with a butch queen, with two different butch queens. One of them, it worked. The other one, I ended up putting him in dragging him down the runway and impersonating your favorite film queen. And then you have another butch queen that used to go with one of my sisters, and then they ended up turning, getting up in drags and coming for my sister. So, and they're in drag to this day. So, for me personally, I just choose not to deal with them because it seems like for me, some butch queens, I'm going to say some, they just try to get into your tea and just certain things. You know, it's like, me personally, I just don't deal with them. I'm happy in my relationship, and I just want to say that I really appreciate this conversation that you had because it's making me look at myself within my relationship and helping me to grow, and I appreciate it. Hello? Hello?
So where'd you go?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Letitia.
Yeah.
Mind you, like,
where did
your
soul go?
Can you hear me?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Jasmine, can you call Nicole back? Her call dropped and we can't call her back.
I need Nicole's number because, hold on.
Well, hold on. Kool-Aid's gonna try to get her back on the phone. Her call had dropped. Hold on, we're getting Nicole back on the phone right now, guys. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm off the break. Okay. Look, Letitia, that is beautiful what you just said, and I'm glad that the show's helping you out.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Did you find it? You didn't see one? Look in the bathroom, in the that little white thing in the drawer. This one in the incendiary red.
Where the hell did he go?
Nicole?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I got disconnected. Oh, my God.
He kicked me off earlier, too.
I could not even get on. I'm just so sorry for everybody. Is Patricia still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm so sorry, Alta, because you were staying there. I didn't get to hint at that. Would you mind going a little bit back for me? Because I got cut off.
I just said that I really appreciate this show. Tonight, especially, like, I appreciate your shows, period, but tonight I really got something out of it that helped me out within my relationship. I've been in a relationship for 8 years now, and it's just things that y'all said, a number of y'all said that had me look at myself to better me within my relationship to make it even more stronger than what it is, and I just appreciate your show tonight. And everybody else that has called and made comments to in this show tonight, I have gotten something from each and every one of y'all, and I appreciate it, you know, so that's what I got to say.
Oh, thank you. That was so beautiful. I appreciate everybody for coming on the phone lines tonight. I think it was the show last week I had it was successful, but
this was even more successful, I guess, because of all the drama everyone thought we were going to get. So I do appreciate everybody for coming on, Paris. I appreciate you coming and saying what you happen to say. Knowles, Rico, everybody, Naima, everybody that came on the phone line, I definitely appreciate you guys coming on here and speaking and saying that. And this is for us all to grow. And and none of this is perfect. We can, Paris, like you said, it's a struggle every day. So what could end up happening is the devil can come to conflict us right after this. So you could be in a relationship. Jasmine was in a relationship. Letitia was in a relationship. One of these issues will come. That's just how the devil is. He ain't got no new tricks. And they will come and deal with it. Whenever we learn to give each other strength, we end up getting a problem with what we have to deal with the next day. So I encourage everyone.
That's exactly why you got to be strong within yourself.
And you have to know God.
You have to know what tomorrow holds.
Yes, and you have to also have a relationship with God, because that's who actually can make it better. So when you have no one, you want to get to yourself, go and have a conversation with God and sit still, and you will get the answer you need to hear, definitely. So I appreciate everybody. It's like 2:52. I'm completely on a three different way calling, so we're going to get up out of here.
I want to say something, Nicole, before you end the show. Real quick,
okay.
I want to say something. And this goes out to not just us as female figures, but this goes out to Bush Queens or anyone listening to the show. In order to have a healthy relationship, you definitely need to love yourself and be willing to love your partner. If you are running around here talking about how much he gets you sick, how much he drives you crazy, you can't stand him, if y'all constantly fighting, cussing each other out every 5 minutes, and all that bad is outweighing the good, then give up. You're not going to have a relationship. I sit here with so many people all the time contacting me about their relationships, what they're going through. And every time I hear, he get me sick, I can't stand him. As soon as they get some free time and they're alone, they're out of town traveling, and their partner's at home or whatever, and they calling up the first chat line, Craigslist ad, BGC shit or whatever, that's not a healthy relationship. They run back home to their partner, oh, I love you and I miss you, but what was you doing for that day or two? And you want to sit here and say you have a healthy relationship, I love them, they're the best thing. No, it's not. Because that is opening the doors for so much. It's not going to work. Every time I hear the fighting and the arguing, if you can't talk among each other and you're holding all those grudges in and stuff, speaking from experience, it's not going to work. If you have a problem, speak about it right then and there. Take 5 or 10 minutes, go in your other room, calm down, and then talk among each other. Do not hold it in. Because when you hold it in, it builds and it builds. It causes you to, bitch, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go fuck this other motherfucker just to get back at him. That does not help a relationship. As long as you guys are doing that, it ain't never going to work. And that, again, is my personal opinion.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Big Nose, would you like to say goodnight to the girls and any comments you have to say?
I say goodnight. Don't be scared to love who you love. You can't help it.
Amen. Lady Paris.
Good night, everybody.
Who else is on the phone? Auntie.
Good night, everybody, and say your prayers tonight. How about that?
Yes.
Is anybody else on the phone line other than Mother? Because you're saying this, so I'll leave. Jasmine. Is that the last one? Is Jasmine the last? Is Jasmine, anybody else on the phone line? Nope. Okay, Jasmine, did you want to say goodbye because you said your closing statement?
Good night, everyone. And again, like Letitia said, pray, love yourself, and want better for yourself before you can do anything for anyone else.
Thank you. Mother, your closing statement?
It's 112. They're saying the world is going to end, so just enjoy what you can enjoy and whatever you can get out of it. And we all know, Professor, I'm the legendary overall East Coast Mother Karn. Now, I want to tell everybody next week Wednesday I'm going to be doing an interview, and next week Tuesday we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of prostitution and all the things that are happening up in the hotels that are happening today. It's time to bring the things to the light, and Jasmine has encouraged me to speak the truth. So it may be controversial, you know, and it may be a big debate, but you guys are all welcome to join, and you're all welcome to bring your opinions as long as you all come in peace. Whatever you do, make sure you pray your way out of every situation, because prayer changes things. Or if you in love and you think it's going to work and your heart says it's going to work, then move forward and make it work. If you in love and it is hurting you and breaking you down and you can't deal with it, step aside and let them love themselves. I love y'all all for listening to the show. Thank you so much, and we'll see y'all all back here Monday on the recap with the legendary overall Mother Couture. Thank you. Good night.
Legendary, me. carbon copy that, bitch.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes.